Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Ladina John.
The riot police react very fast, and they are very aggressive. They jump off their motorcycles and just lay into the crowd, beating whoever they can hit.
CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says she and other journalists are also targets in Tehran.
We have to keep out of the way and hidden so our camera isn't taken away or we're arrested or even beaten.
The backers of reform candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi are claiming the election was rigged. Today, in an about-face after endorsing the results, Iranian state television says the country's supreme leader is now ordering a probe of fraud allegations. Violence in the streets of Los Angeles. Rowdy fans damaged at least one police car, threw rocks and bottles, and set bonfires after the hometown Lakers won the NBA title. More from KNX reporter John Baird.
It's gone beyond celebration. They are unruly. They are causing some property damage. They looted a store. They took a dumpster. I watched them take a dumpster, ram it into a car that was driving down the street. They're throwing things.
On the court, the Lakers made it look easy, beating Orlando 99-86 in the fifth game of the finals. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman covered.
1 year after losing in the finals, the Lakers came out on top.
The Lakers are NBA champions once again.
For the Lakers, it's their fourth title in the last decade. The most valuable player of the series was no surprise.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant was the game's high scorer last night with 30 points. During the finals, he averaged more than 32 points a game.
Feels like I'm dreaming right now. I can't believe this moment is here.
There was also history last night. Laker coach Phil Jackson became the first coach to win 10 NBA championships. Six of those came with the Michael Jordan-led Chicago Bulls, the last four with the Lakers.
The journey is what's really important.
It's NBA Championship 15 for the Lakers. Only the Boston Celtics with 17 have more. Steve Futterman, CBS News. At the NBA Finals in Orlando.
President Obama will be back in Chicago today to push his plan for revamping health care before a tough audience. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer will be there.
President Obama will take the health care reform debate to a new level as he makes his case to the AMA. The nation's largest physician group opposes any government-sponsored insurance plan, a key part of the president's goal to reshape the health care system. Today he will elaborate on his urgent call for sweeping reforms.
The status quo is unsustainable for families, businesses, and government.
With 250,000 members, the AMA is a key player in the health care reform discussion. Mr. Obama speaks to the doctors group as congressional committees start debating health care reforms. He's pressing for passage of major legislation on the issue this year. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
For a growing number of young people, getting a college education also means getting hammered. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that story.
A new federal study finds campus binge drinking is getting worse. 40% of students ages 18 through 20 and 50% between 21 and 24 downed five or more drinks sometime the previous month. The Iraq War death toll is approaching 4,400.
We're losing more than that number of 18 to 24-year-olds in alcohol-related injuries each year.
5,500, says Dr. Ralph Hingson at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. In a special issue of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, researchers recommend a comprehensive approach, including stricter law enforcement and reaching students at campus health clinics.
This is an important problem, but it's something that we can do something about.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Another day of severe weather. Funnel clouds appearing over Coors Field, forcing Rockies fans out of their seats into the concourses in Denver near 5th and Pennsylvania.
We have a tree in our front yard that fell into the street and took out two cars.
That's Desiree Frisk talking to 9 News. There are no reports of tornadoes touching down. A change in the weather patterns expected to bring drier air into the region this week. Governor Bill Ritter's joining his western states counterparts this morning at the 3-day Western Governors Association meeting in Utah. This year's summit is largely focused on water and energy conservation. And nearly all black walnut trees in Boulder are being killed by a fungus. City officials officials are telling residents they'll have to cut down nearly every one of them. The walnut trees have been infested with a fungus that comes from bugs, including walnut twig beetles. Sports, Rockies win again. 7-1 over Seattle, 11 in a row. Ties their longest win streak ever. They get today off and host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Southbound I-25 looking good as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Volume is building, but no delays. I-70 also getting busier over that elevated stretch, but again, no delays through there as you're driving between I-25 and 225. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 70s today. Cloudy skies, chance of seeing some showers later on. Currently, we're at 52 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one and only.
Entertaining. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. After huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Featuring Tool and Widespread Panic. So all you need to do to get your name in the running to win a pair of tickets for Saturday's Mile High Music Festival show, you just need to call and participate in the show, 303-713-7600, and your name will get thrown into a hopper. And at the end of the show, me and my producer, Kate Fahey, will randomly pick a name out of a hat, and you will win a pair of tickets. It's about a $200 value. So, again, all you got to do is participate in the show. You can't just call in. You got to get on the air with me. 303-713-7600. It's been kind of a brutal 3 weeks for me. I've had guests at my house for several weeks. Finally, Friday, we cleared everybody out. But had a big wedding. Some friends came in from Louisiana and got married. They were here for about a week before the wedding. They got married. Then one of our buddies that was in the wedding died 3 days later after their wedding, so they kind of stuck around for a funeral in lieu of their honeymoon. So I've been dealing with the death of a very good friend for the last week or so. Had the funeral on Tuesday, and it's been a really hard one on me, but, you know, I'm getting by. So it's been a really turbulent 3 weeks, and, you know, the station ran some syndicated programming last week, and I'm happy to be here with you this morning. So really glad to be here, but it's been a rough three weeks, so just give me a break this morning if you would. But we're going to lead off this show talking a little bit about foreign policy. There's a lot going on out there with Iran, North Korea, Dick Cheney. We'll lead with this one. Iran agrees to probe disputed ballot. Iran said Monday it will probe allegations presidential elections were marred by ballot rigging as it sought to stem a third day of chaos following hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's declared election victory. The country's government-funded press TV reported that Iran's Guardian Council which is a body of top clerks and judges, will investigate reformist opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi's claims. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has given his blessing to the outcome of the election, assured Mousavi of the council's investigation in a meeting Sunday, Press TV said. Meanwhile, Mousavi was expected to ask followers to call off the spontaneous demonstrations and appeal for calm sources, because it's been nuts out there. I don't know if you've seen a lot of the news, but there's a lot of unrest in Tehran right now. And I think it's the most civil unrest they've seen in a couple decades out there. Opposition groups launched protests after Ahmadinejad's claim that he had won 62% of the vote, despite predictions the election would be closely fought amid growing disquiet over the president's economic and foreign policies. Hundreds of Mousavi supporters Monday defied a government ban on their rallies, gathering for a demonstration at Tehran University. The government had earlier in the day rejected a request by Mousavi to hold a nationwide march. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden expressed doubt Sunday about the validity of Iran's presidential election, but said it will take time to analyze the results. I have doubts, but will withhold comment, Biden said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Biden said the Iranian government has suppressed crowds and limited free speech, which it said raised questions. He also called the strong showing by Ahmadinejad unlikely based on pre-election analysis. So you got the vice president doubting the Iranian election. And you also have a media group which is asking nations not to recognize the Iran results. Do you think that we need to get involved here in the Iranian results? Should we accept their results? Do you think Iran is a big problem? And here's why I'm going to bring that up, because I want to see what you think our biggest problem is. It is Iran, or is it North Korea? Which, this is Yahoo News dated yesterday. South Korea's president ordered his top security officials Sunday to deal resolutely and squarely with new North Korean warnings of a nuclear war on the eve of his U.S. visit in Washington. Vice President Joe Biden said God only knows what North Korea wants from the latest showdown. President Lee Myung-bak traveled to Washington on Monday for talks with President Barack Obama that are expected to focus on the North's rogue nuclear and missile programs. The trip comes after North Korea's foreign ministry threatened war with any country that stops its ships on the high seas under new sanctions approved by the UN Security Council. It also vowed Saturday to weaponize all its plutonium and acknowledged a long-suspected uranium enrichment program for the first time. Both plutonium and uranium are key ingredients of atomic bombs. A commentary published Saturday in the North state-run Tangjil Singbo weekly claimed the U.S. was deploying a vast number of nuclear weapons in South Korea and Japan. So it looks like we're heading out there. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il reportedly had a stroke 10 months ago, and analysts believe that there may be a plan in place to name his inexperienced 26-year-old son Kim Jong-un as the future leader. God only knows what he wants, Biden said of Kim. There's all kinds of discussions, whether this is about succession, wanting his son to succeed him, whether or not he's looking for respect, whether or not he really wants a nuclear capability to threaten the region. North Korea is already believed to have enough plutonium for at least half a dozen atomic bombs. What's our biggest threat out there? Is it Iran? Is it North Korea? 303-713-7600. Should we accept the Iranian election results? Joe Biden says he has doubts about it. I think we should stay out of it. I definitely think we should stay out of it. I think kind of need to just kick back and let them figure it out. Is that possible? Who's a bigger threat, North Korea or Iran? Again, all you got to do is get on the phones, 303-713-7600. Give me your opinion. Kate will take your name and your phone number. And then at the end of the show, you are automatically in the hopper to get a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival on Saturday. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Let's talk to Jeremy on a cell. Jeremy, good morning. You're on AM760 with John Turk.
Hey, morning, John. How are you?
Morning, man. How are you?
Outstanding, a little tired, and a busy weekend. Some of us have been really trying to spread the word about what's going on in Iran, and in the American media, and the European media, for that matter, is just ignoring it, doing a lot of false reporting. There's a lot going on there, is not getting reporting. The Tehran University, for example, reading live accounts out of there all weekend of them being attacked by the Hezbollah. You know, where is the American media on this? I'm listening to the radio stations this morning, and they're reporting on Denver weather. Yeah, that's kind of important, I guess, but we're talking earth-shattering here, changes going on in a nation that is an enemy to us.
Yeah.
And a lot more attention needs to be paid to this.
Yeah, this media group that's asked for nations not to recognize the results, they're saying that they've confirmed the arrest of four reporters by Iranian authorities, including one who won the organization's freedom Press Prize in 2001. And news sites such as the BBC have been blocked. Satellite broadcast of the Voice of America partly jammed. Reporters for the Italian station RAI and Reuters were beaten by police in the Capitol. I mean, it is suppression of journalism out there. But is it our responsibility to go in and fix it, though?
There's, you know, I think Joe Biden had exactly the right response yesterday. Let's just sit back and wait and see it happens. Anything Obama says right now is going to be used against the protesters going on over there, and that's the last thing we need to do.
Yeah, I agree with you there. What do you think about North Korea? Are they a bigger threat, or is Iran a bigger threat?
No, they're not. North Korea's got a big army, yes. But what a lot of people do not know is 90% of North Korea's military equipment is from the 1950s and earlier. There is some question as to how much of it will still work. I am not that scared of North Korea. I don't think China will allow them to do much because it will mess up China's economy too much. And frankly, they do not want a radioactive rubble sitting on their southern border. I think North Korea will be fine.
All right. Hey, Jeremy, thanks a million for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Charles on a cell. You're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy. I'm good. How are you?
This is Charles. I usually go up to Frisco all the time, but today I had to go. I'm going out to Greece. I just wanted to say I'm right with you on that. North Korea, first of all, is more loud and talk. They just want to stir up everything down there on people. And I think we should just let the UN, let with us the sanctions and stuff, go from there. And then next time we learn from the Iraq, if we do get involved, if it's like a UN thing, then that's different. But when we don't need to go handle nobody by ourselves right now because we already got ourselves in enough trouble.
Yeah, I think we're a little stretched too thin already.
Yeah,
but I kind of worry about it when people are asking for help already.
Yeah.
And then when
you got the people talking about bomb, 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 Iran, I remember, Wetzel was teasing about that.
John McCain.
Yeah, that you are talking World War III right off the bat. And so I think we ought to lay back and see. I think there are a bunch of them, they already know the threat in as far as World War III and everything. So they're being real loud and talking. And I think with Iran, we ought to just lay back a second on this election. Don't say much yet. Let the people over there work. Because you see they're already almost like a revolution going on over there. So what you just got to lay back in the cut. Just like in the long time ago we used to do. Yeah, we got CIA to do stuff or keep an eye on things like that without nobody knowing out in the public. But as far as being out in the public and everything we're doing, we don't need to be doing that.
All right, Charles. Hey, thanks a million for the call this morning.
Have a good day, John.
All right, you too. He's in the hopper for a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. All you got to do is call in and participate in the show, and you're in the running. 303-713-7600. Give me a call. Meanwhile, I got this news story as well. CIA Chief Cheney almost wishing U.S. be attacked. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's criticism of the Obama administration's handling of security matters suggests he wants the United States to be attacked, CIA Chief Leon Panetta said. I think he smells some blood in the water on the national security issue, Panetta told The New Yorker in its June 22nd edition. It's almost a little bit Gallo politics when you read behind it. It's almost as if he's wishing that this country would be attacked again in order to make his point. I think it's dangerous politics. Cheney has said that President Barack Obama is making the United States less safe by banning the controversial methods and planning to close Guantanamo Bay. The last thing we need right now is an attack on the United States. Gosh, that would be just a complete nightmare. And I think, like Panetta says, he's playing dangerous politics. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're going to go ahead and step aside, take a quick break, come back and take some more of your phone calls. 303-713-7600. First, let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25, getting busier downtown. We're also seeing more cars on both 270, that traveling in the eastbound direction on the approach to Vasquez, as well as on southbound 225. Should make that Parker curve up towards DTC. Slight bit of delays right there. Other than that, we're looking at a decent start to this morning's commute. Heading in and out of the high country, I-70's in pretty good shape. Could find some wet spots just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel following some overnight showers, but those aren't really going to mess things up at all. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solaris.com/washpark.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth the small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin for you this week. We got Mile High Music Festival ticket giveaway today. All you got to do is call into the show, participate. We're talking a little foreign policy this hour. We're talking about North Korea, warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions and the sanctions going on there. Talking about the Iranian elections, and Biden expresses doubts. A group is asking for nations not to recognize the results. Also, Iran agrees to probe these things. Should we get involved there? Who's the bigger threat? Is it North Korea or Iran? I happen to think it is Iran. I think they have an army of about a million strong, and that's a pretty big army, and I think we're pretty spread thin out there. What do you think about what's going on with the U.S. and foreign policy out there? 303-713-7600. Also need your help with this one. This weekend, had somebody hack into my Facebook account. Hacked in. Took over. Left a message saying, I am a bleep, 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 and I'm not good at internet security. And he started sending messages to my friends, changed all my information on my Facebook page, added friends, added me to new groups that I have no association with. So I got hacked into Facebook. I don't know how this happened. 303-713-7600. I don't know if it's a phishing scam or what, but... Man, I tell you what, all yesterday I was in recovery mode on my Facebook page and apologizing to everybody who we sent nasty messages to. And I got a lot of, you know, I'm not saying I have a lot of friends on Facebook, but a lot of listeners of this show are on my Facebook page. So if any of you are affected, please, my sincere apologies. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed Shapiro in Boulder. He writes and blogs for the Huffington Post. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, how are you, John Turk? You're great.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. So are you. I like your stuff. I read you a lot.
Well, it's really a joy, and it's great to be living here in Boulder, Colorado, and your questions this morning are really brilliant. And I think it's a very interesting thing. There's two things I'd like to address. First of all, as far as Iran and North Korea, I think that we're really fortunate to have Barack Obama, someone who actually thinks. I think the country and the world hasn't gotten used to him. He's only been in for a short time. So they don't really understand, or even myself, the brilliance of where this man's mind is coming from. I feel very safe with him. I think he's going to be able to make decisions that are about all of us. I do feel Iran is probably a more challenging place because I've seen that consciousness, that mind, and they can be pretty out there. What I really want to address is Dick Cheney, because I think that Dick Cheney has really lost it.
I do too. Why does he still have a platform?
I think he has a platform because I don't think the Republicans at this point really have any platform.
They don't have a leader right now, do they?
They don't have a leader. They don't have a cause. They don't know what they're doing because they were. You see, the thing is, the last 8 years, when we had that whole group in there, the Bush, Cheney, and all those guys, what happened was I don't think they really thought they would lose power. They thought short term. They didn't realize in long term they would lose the whole picture. They thought they, I mean, they thought actually maybe long term, meaning that they would never lose power, so they could do what they wanted to do. Bush never really understood anything, and Cheney knew that. He really ran the presidency.
He did.
I believe that he really was, because how many, just think of him. I find it myself challenging to get 3 pages that I have to read and really understand. Imagine all the information that hit his desk. I can't imagine that he had the attention span to go through some of the things that a president has to look at. I think Cheney really influenced him and did the things that he wanted to. Bush trusted him at first, went against his father, stuck with Cheney, and in the end, if you notice, he didn't even see him at the end. I mean, he was so furious by the things with that whole thing with the espionage thing when he went to Africa, the Wilsons, and that whole trip. And I think that he made a lot of bad decisions, and Bush even dropped them. I think right now he's trying to defend himself. He always said they had weapons of mass destruction. And now his daughter's running around saying he never said it. So, I mean, they're talking to the minority. He thinks that he's influencing everybody.
Hey, really, do you agree with CIA Chief Leon Panetta when he says that Cheney's wishing that the U.S. be attacked?
Yeah, I mean,
do you think he wants a war with Iran?
Yeah, you see, the thing is, put yourself, one of the beautiful things to do that I do is actually put yourself in the other person's position and shoes. You know, like, what is he thinking? Or your best, if you can do it your best. What are they feeling? You know what I mean? What are they actually feeling? I mean, he has to feel that way inside himself because his own ego, his own sense of himself would be defeated. If he didn't feel that way deep down inside, you know, because he wants everybody to believe that all the decisions he made were the right decisions. So in a stupid sort of a way, in a psychopathic sort of a way, he would want him to fail because then he looks good.
That's yeah, fear-mongering, yeah, completely.
You know, it's an ego trip. I mean, it's sort of like when I have an argument with you, if it gets heated, I want everything to go wrong for you so I look right.
Right. That's natural.
Yes.
Ed, great stuff. Again, where can people find some of your latest stuff on HuffPost?
Well, next week's is going to be mind-blowing, so everybody should look into it. And it's going to be, we were just in England and we were at a dinner party with Monica Lewinsky. And this Thursday, it's going to be dinner with Monica Lewinsky. 6 ways to forgive yourself.
Great stuff. We'll look for that next weekend.
It's on the living section. It's the living section of the Huffington Post Thursday.
Excellent.
We write a weekly column.
Ed, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Lou in Wyoming. Lou, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Morning.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'd like to say something about the elections in Iran. They're probably illegitimate, but then that would probably make him a king, right?
Basically.
And, so we shouldn't recognize any kingdom in the world, like Saudi Arabia, who still chops people's heads and hands off, and one of their members of their royal family is, who else other than the guy that was in charge of bombing us? You know, and maybe that's why we haven't caught him yet.
Yeah, I don't think we want to catch him.
And, you know, I think it's time to make
Well, that's fine. We may not need to recognize their results, but do we need to go in and actually help them make everything right?
Well, what do you want to
do? Do the investigations? I don't think we need to get involved in that kind of thing.
Well, what do you want to do? Have America?
It's like the whole Iraqi elections. We got involved in that again. You know, we wanted them to have elections. They had elections, and we didn't like the results.
Well, actually, the people there are saying it was better under Saddam Hussein than it is now.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't say I disagree with them.
Yeah, I don't either. We took revenge on him, is what we did, basically.
Yeah.
George Bush did, I should say.
Who's a bigger threat, Iran or North Korea, in your mind?
North Korea has already threatened to shoot one over this way.
Yep.
I would say them. But like one general said when they asked him, you know, he got up real calmly and said, if they shoot a missile at America today, there won't be a North Korea tomorrow. And he sat back down real calm. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
None of these places are a threat to us. We're a threat.
You make a good point. And here, you know, as I'm a 34-year-old male with three children, and I look at what's going on in the world today, and it's like, it just seems like we are so involved in getting into everybody else's politics around the nation, making everybody just like us, when we don't seem to be ran the best way.
Well, only thing Iran did was kick a king out of their country, one that we supported for many years, and he chopped people's heads off.
Yep.
You know what they do in Iran now? They don't chop people's heads off. And they love that guy who's their leader.
They do. They do. And, I don't know if 62% of the people voted for him in Iran or not, but I do know he's pretty popular there.
Yeah, he is.
And he's not, let's not underestimate him. Ahmadinejad is a smart individual.
Well,
but he might be a little crazy smart, which kind of scares me.
Well, one reason America doesn't like him, because guess where he was at when he was a young man? He was standing on top of the U.S. Embassy with a machine gun in his hand, saying, out with America.
Yeah, I don't think he likes us too much, but, you know.
And also, he knows some of the dealings that went on with Iran-Contra. He was right there. Someone made a deal with those guys at the embassy to, with the hostages for arms thing. And he was one of the guys at the embassy. He knows some of those dirty dealings that went on with that, too.
Yeah.
He knows some secrets about America that he could spill out, but he probably won't, because he wants peace.
He just kind of scares me. He's just got that crazy look in his eyes, too. You know
how many countries Iran has attacked? None.
Not yet, zero.
Yeah, that's how much of a threat they are.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from, I've been around the world twice. I've been in the Navy for 9 years, back in the 80s, and there's a whole bunch of kingdoms that are just terrible. Why don't we go jump on them?
I don't know. It seems like, where we have oil interests is where we're going. Lou, thanks a million for the call this morning.
Okay.
We're going to step aside, take a quick break, come back and take some more phone calls. Steve and Bob, please hang on. We'd love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Also got this Mile High Music Festival ticket giveaway. That's Saturday, July 18th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park there in Commerce City. It features Tool and Widespread Panic, G-Love and Special Sauce. That Saturday show is going to be a stunner. So if you can, get online. And you're automatically in the running to win a pair of tickets for Saturday's show at the Mile High Music Festival. Todd Parker takes a look at traffic.
Southbound I-25 starting to load up as you're making your way out of Thornton and North Glen. Also seeing more cars on the westbound side of 76. This 74th to 270. Off those main roads, we're getting word of an accident. This one's on Santa Fe at C-470. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 76, 77 degrees. We'll be cloudy later on with a chance of showers. Currently, we're at 53 degrees. And I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can.
Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into on-demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO on-demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, on-demand, HBO, and HBO on-demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk Duds, not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer. Just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with
Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Or visit identityguard.com.
Refurbished model for as low as $100. You can also purchase a near new factory refurbished Oreck steam cleaner for just $199.99. And the savings, they just keep getting better. When you buy a new Oreck Tower air machine, you'll get the tabletop air machine free. That's a $369 value free. Or buy a near new factory refurbished table model for just $199.99. Save like never before during the new and near new sale at Anderson's Vacuums on 3424 South Broadway or the Highlands Oreck store on 151 West Mineral in the South Bridge Shopping Center.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage. Settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
It's a little Tool, and you can be checking them out Saturday, July 18th at the Mile High Music Festival, courtesy of AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. All you got to do is call in here to the show, talk to me, 303-713-7600, and your name gets thrown in the hat. And at the end of the show, me and my producer, Kate, will pull a name out. It'll be totally random, and it will be fair. 303-713-7600. We're talking a little foreign policy this first hour this morning. Basically, these Iranian elections have been questioned. Biden expresses doubts. Media group is asking for nations not to recognize the results. Also, Iran is now agreeing to probe the disputed ballot. Leon Panetta says Dick Cheney is almost wishing the U.S. be attacked. North Korea warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions. Who's a bigger threat, North Korea or Iran? Should we get involved in making these election results correct in Iran? 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Steve on a cell. Steve, good morning.
Hey, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, if your hacker's listening, I'm a little hacked off. They didn't send me a message.
They didn't?
On your Facebook. No.
Yeah, in case somebody's just tuning in, my Facebook account was hacked this week. I think it was Saturday. But somebody took control of it, sent nasty messages, joined groups. How does that happen? Is it just happened to anybody else out there? So nobody sent you nasty messages?
No, they didn't.
Bummer.
Send me any nasty
I'm sorry.
Messages.
It seemed to be mostly females that they did it to, which is real nice.
Yeah, really nice. Between North Korea and Iran, I don't think there's any doubt Iran's the serious threat. North Korea, they don't have a desire to, they're not willing to die for their cause. In Iran, I don't necessarily think the government would do it, but they certainly have proxy fighters that are willing to give their life. And I don't think there's any doubt that if they had a nuclear weapon that they wouldn't have much problem handing it off to somebody that would take it.
You make a good point there about the whole religion aspect of it.
Yep.
I think you have a little more fundamentalism going on there in Iran than you would see in North Korea.
Yeah, and one of the things that I hope people are watching, because as a conservative, I'm not a fan of the UN, and I think that the folks out there that are happy that we have Barack Obama as president right now are about to find out, especially with North Korea, that the UN is worthless. You know, even with Barack Obama as president, they're not going to do anything with North Korea. I mean, they just simply are not going to do anything. They're going to come out with proclamations, hey, you guys are not nice, don't do this. But they're going to do nothing that's going to actually impact what North Korea is doing right now. And, you know, it's just going to keep ratcheting up the situation, the tensions in the region. And, you know, it's a worthless organization.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think that you kind of need a group of all the nations to kind of figure out what's going on in the world. I don't think they're necessarily effective like they should be. But right. I think the UN is a good idea. And this, Steve, a commentary published Saturday in North state-run Tangil Sinbo, and excuse me if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, they claim the U.S. was deploying a vast number of nuclear weapons in South Korea and Japan.
Well, let's assume for
and Kim, a Kim Yong-Q, a spokesman at the U.S. military command in Seoul, denied the allegation.
Well,
which one do you believe?
I don't think it really matters. Let's assume that North Korea is correct. We have nuclear weapons that are out here on the plains that can reach North Korea in 30 minutes, so if the North Koreans want to complain about us putting nuclear weapons in South Korea or Japan, for that matter, I would just simply ask, why would we do that? We can already hit you with what we've got now. We don't need nuclear weapons in South Korea or Japan. It's just chatter on their part, and it's probably baloney. I doubt we've done it.
Right. Well, whether you're right or left on this issue, I just see what's going on in the world today and just all this intervention with us is going on. And, you know, if we step in and try to fix these Iran election results, I'll be extremely disappointed. And if we're sending ships and nuclear weapons out to Japan and South Korea, I think that's a problem as well.
I don't think we are. If you remember a couple months ago, there was actually talk in Japan for the first time that they may actually begin to develop nuclear weapons because of the North Korean issue, which Japan, since the end of World War II, has had in their constitution. It's been illegal for them to do such a thing or have much of an army. They have enough forces for minor self-defense, but they've pretty much counted on us to protect them.
Yeah.
And they've actually talked about making changes to their constitution to deal with North Korea. So I'm sure that it's just bluster on the part of North Korea to claim that we're doing it. I mean, like I said, what would be the point of us putting nuclear weapons over there? So we can get there 10 minutes faster? I mean, it's baloney.
All right, Steve, you make a great call. And let's play golf sometime soon, all right?
Let's make it happen.
Seriously, we've been trying for about 6 months.
I know.
All right, shoot me a message and we'll make it happen.
You got it, John.
All right, man. Have a great day. Bob Westminster, good morning. You're on AM 760.
How you doing, John?
I'm great. You?
I'm fine. Just like watching and the madness, that's all.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, we can't step into Iran and them. The clerics are the ones that set that up. There's an agenda there by the right, by the Republican guard, well, not the Republican guard, but they're... There's a religious agenda there, and the revolt is against the religious agenda, and you know, most of the younger people don't want that the Taliban type of Islam in their country. They're more interested in trying to make a living and having, you know, a normal life. They don't want to be forced to be in church all the time, you know, which is kind of what it's about. I mean, if you walk out in the street, you don't. See? Hello?
You still there?
Yeah.
I lost you for a sec. Say that again, Bob.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, it's the religious side of it. There's a younger generation that does not want to have that conservative religion where you can't talk to another, like, if you're a young man, you can't talk to another, to a lady friend without getting they're nearly, you know, beaten to pieces, you know. So there's a lot of the unrest comes from the younger generation that does not believe in that strict form of Islam, and you got a bunch of clerics who are insisting on having a Taliban-like, you know, religion there. And there's a generation that's been kind of westernized in some way that doesn't believe in that strong a form. It's kind of like, you know, someone, you know, in this country saying, well, like they used to when people first came to this country, if you didn't go to church, you went to jail. I mean, that did really kind of happen in a sense in the early settlers of this country, and they have the same kind of thing going on with Islam. You've got extremists to believe in a 6th century religion that you should live that way. Well, this is the 21st century, and that's part of it. And then the economics is the other part, because a lot of people have the same kind of economic troubles that we have here. But the other, having said all of that, I'm just as concerned about the crazy right-wingers in this country that are probably as nuts as Ahmadinejad is.
Yeah, how about the whole domestic terrorism that's going on?
Well, the thing of it is, that guy they're trying to get fired at Fox for is actually telling the truth, because, you know, the right-wing terrorists, those killings have certainly dampened a lot of people's attitudes, you know, especially that Tiller thing. I mean, they've made it clear that they're going to intend to kill more people. And if you just try putting a pro-choice thing on your car and see if you have flat tires the next day or not.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
So anyway, that's...
Now, you know, the whole religion aspect of this and what's going on with foreign policy, and it's, you know, I think that's why Iran is the bigger threat right now.
It can be, because it can destabilize Iraq, which should make matters even worse.
Yeah.
But anyway, John, what's it going?
You going to spank Whitey today, Bob?
Huh?
You
going
to go hit the ball?
Oh, no, I played the last couple of days, and I'm kind of...
Take a day off.
Well, I'm kind of fed up with it right now.
All right. I hear you, man. I went out and shot... Well, I'm not even going to say. It was well above 100, so...
Well,
my golf bug is diminishing. All right, man. Have a great day. It's good. Take one more call before we hit a quick break. Alice in Longmont, you're on AM760 with John Turk. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, John. What I think is our problem is our biggest enemy is our own politicians wanting to jump into all these wars. And I think that we should stay out of it. And I think I have seen 4 wars already, and that's just too much. And the only thing it's doing for us, John, is keeping our country broke, killing off our natural resources, our young people. And it just, it could go on and on and on, and then they tell us, you know, oh, we've got to go global. We don't have to go global. But they keep saying that's the way to go because of, I guess it's the financial situation. Like, they want to be able to sell machinery and stuff to foreign countries. And
there's a lot of money to be made in wars.
I know it, and it's awful. You know, it's awful to put our young people at rest, at risk for doing all this stuff. And I believe in a lot what Ron Paul said. We should stay out of these countries and quit irritating them to death. And that's what we're more or less doing. And I think that they should be responsible for their own selves. Like, if they want to fight all these wars, why don't they create armies and fight for themselves?
Yeah. You know, you bring up a good point. Where do we think? Do we think is we're a global community and we got to take care of everybody else? Or are we at a point where we just need to say, we're the United States, we're in bad shape right now, we need to concentrate on us?
That's right. And, you know, what I think keeps us all stirred up is some of these foreign countries, foreign students that come into this country, and they get recognition, you know, from some of these colleges, and they keep all this stuff. They help our country, and keep the student body stirred up in a small, and then it just goes throughout the country. And am I making good sense this morning?
Yeah, you are, Alice.
Well,
you always do. You've always been a great caller to this program.
I'm half asleep, and I enjoy you.
I enjoy you too.
You've got a good voice, and keep it up. By the way, may I ask what happened to Jay Marvin?
Yes, I can tell you what happened to Jay. He's at home recovering, and what I'm probably going to do here after 7 o'clock is maybe update. Michael Roberts from the Westward went and visited him at home about a week ago, maybe 8-9 days ago, and wrote a big piece. Do you have internet access, Alice?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
You don't? Okay. Well, what I may do is take a few minutes to read this after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it talks about his health crisis. And he is at home recovering. He has this infection in his spine that they are treating with antibiotics via IVs. And, you know, there's some spine issues going on. So he's in a big brace that kind of keeps his spine stabilized. And I think he's slated for some more surgery in July.
My goodness.
So I will try to take a few minutes and read this at some point in the 7 o'clock hour.
Anyway, thank you for having me.
Hey, Alice, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Give us a call. 303-713-7600. Your name will go into the hat, and you could win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival in Commerce City featuring Widespread Panic and Tool. That's Saturday, July 18th. We're going to step aside, take a quick break, and then we'll come back, take a few more calls, then hit top of the hour news. But first, let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a two-car accident on Santa Fe. This is at C-470. Now, as far as the ride on the highways go, we're seeing buildup in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 downtown. This is pretty much I-70 towards Spear, where speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s through there. I-70 also getting loaded. This is on the eastbound side, Colorado, up towards Quebec. 6th Avenue getting busy. Same deal for eastbounders on 36. Pretty much Federal towards I-25. Checking on the CDOT camera. Looks pretty busy right around Pecos. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM...
Father's Day is right around the corner. Are you still trying to figure out what to get that dad in your life this year? Why not give him the gift of golf? Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Our 7 golf courses all sell gift cards in any denomination. Dad can use them for green fees, cart rentals, the driving range, and merchandise. Stop by any of Aurora's golf shops and pick up the gift that Dad will really appreciate, an Aurora golf gift card. Lesson packages are also available at all Aurora courses from our highly qualified professionals. For more info, visit GolfAurora.com. That's GolfAurora.com.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas. We're on this road together.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies, and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
Looks like a gorgeous morning so far. 6:53 in the morning, 7 minutes before 7 o'clock, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin all week this week. It's great to be here. It's been a hectic 3 weeks for me, but things starting to settle down and get back to normal, which is great for me. Let's go to D on a cell, who says he worked at the embassy in Iran in 1979. D, welcome to the show.
Hi. First of all, I have a comment about Chaneek. I never hear this mention in all this comment about how safe we've been for the past 7.5 years. And it said our first World the Trade Center attack was, I believe, about a month after Bill Clinton took office, and we were safe for 8.5 years before the second attack occurred. And I don't understand why people never mention that. It's only been 7.5 years since the second World Trade Center bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been safe now for 7.5 years. And why is that never brought up or pointed out? But as far as
I feel pretty safe right now. I don't think we're any less safe that Barack Obama's in office.
No. And we were safe for 8.5 years, but and nobody ever seems to bring that up. But about Iran,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I used to be a State Department employee, and I was at our embassy from the late summer of 79 until October of 79. And then I went to Washington, and when they took the hostages, I began to work on the Iran Task Force in Washington for about 2 months. And I want one comment was about Ahmadinejad being involved in Iran-Contra, and Iran-Contra didn't take place until the middle 80s.
Yeah, and, you know, that caller made that claim, and, you know, I'm not claiming to be a history buff or anything, so I couldn't refute or, you know, accept that claim.
I mean, whether he in the 80s had something to do with it, but it had nothing to do with the students taking our hostages. That had to do with the Hezbollah hostages in Lebanon. But anyway,
thanks for clearing that up.
And another thing about this election is that whether or not he actually did win the election is that there are all these riots in Iran, most of them being around the universities in Tehran. It's a huge population there, and there are a lot of people who probably really do like him and don't know all the things that these students deal with. It's just like students rising in our population.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we elected Bush twice, and you know, whether he won the first election fairly and squarely is a big question, and we cannot not send him a letter of congratulation. Our government will do that.
When that happened, did we ask other countries for help in assisting us? Hey, you know, we questioned the election results.
Yeah,
but didn't ask for help.
If we question the election results of Ahmadinejad, then what is that going to do with our relations with him?
They're already torn, and if we do this, if we go in and question these results and try to make them right and try to get in Mousavi, you know, we're making a big enemy. I think we're making enemies.
We'll make a much bigger enemy, and we'll never be able to talk with that government in any way. I mean, Iran is not a democracy, it's a theocracy, and it's the clerics who run the country, and they're the ones who decide who becomes president, not the people. You know, basically. So, anyway, that's the comments I wanted to make.
D, good stuff.
If you
and,
have any questions for me, that's great.
Well, okay. I appreciate the phone call, and I hope you have a great week, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good one. It's a couple minutes before the top of the hour. I think we're going to take next hour. I'm going to take the first little teeny segment, maybe take me 5 minutes to read through this article by Michael Robertson Westward about Jay's health issues and about what's going on with Jay. Also want to get you in line to talk about your jobs. I'm going to pull this story out at the Denver Post. And forgive me while I funnel through my papers to grab it. Colorado panning for furloughs. This is what I want to talk about next hour. So if you want to get in line, feel free. Colorado planning for furloughs. State employees are likely to start feeling some of the pain their counterparts in the private sector and in other governments have experienced over the past year. Officials are working through plans to furlough thousands of state workers for at least 4 days during the budget year that begins July 1. The result of budget cuts lawmakers approved during the legislative session. So, would you be willing to take a furlough in order to keep your job? What is your job situation out like there? You know, here at Clear Channel, we've gone through a couple rounds of firings through about 45 people in a couple months, and things have settled down. But, you know, I just want to know what the atmosphere is like in your workplace. You happy? You getting raises? You worried about getting fired? Would you be willing to take a furlough if your boss came to you and said, hey, I need you to take a week off, unpaid? Would you do it, even if it meant keeping your job? 303-713-7600. That's the number. If you get in on the show, you get an automatic chance to participate in the Mile High Music Festival giveaway. We'll be right back after CBS News on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, if I know about something.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea.
but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Defeated Iranian presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi are back on the streets of Tehran, defying a government ban on protests over the disputed re-election of hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us the all-powerful Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is putting pressure on Mousavi to get his supporters to back off.
The Supreme Leader has met with Mousavi and has asked him to remain calm. Clearly there are big political maneuverings going on to try and contain the unrest, but nobody knows where they're going to go or whether these young people are going to listen anymore.
In Kabul, General Stanley McChrystal has assumed command of Allied forces in Afghanistan with a promise to go after the Taliban while taking care not to kill innocent civilians.
The Afghan people are at the center of our mission. In reality, they are our mission. We must protect them from violence, whatever its nature.
President Obama hopes it's just what the doctor ordered. In a Chicago speech a few hours from now, the president will call on the American Medical Association to support a major health care makeover. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant tells us what the president could put on the table to get the AMA in his corner.
The president is expected to offer the doctors something they want: willingness to discuss a reduction in medical malpractice suits. However, they're going to remain very skeptical of other parts of his plan, such as public insurance and further cuts in the payments to hospitals and doctors.
Women are more likely to give birth to sons than daughters, but in some ethnic groups, the odds favor boys by a much larger margin, and population experts believe it's no accident. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Americans of Chinese, Indian, and Korean descent are slightly more likely to have boys than girls. It's not a dramatic difference, but it's big enough that demographers say something other than Mother Nature seems to be at work here. The New York Times reports Asian immigrants seem to be bringing their preference for male offspring into the U.S. with them and using in vitro fertilization, sperm sorting, even abortion to ensure they have a son. Frank?
It began as a celebration, but the street party in Los Angeles quickly turned ugly. Not long after the Lakers beat the Magic in Orlando to clinch the NBA championship, fans began throwing rocks and bottles, setting bonfires, and breaking into stores.
Disgusting. I don't understand what this has to do with celebrating them winning.
Police made 25 arrests. A South Florida teenager is facing criminal charges in connection with the mutilation and killing of at least 19 cats. The case horrified pet owners and neighbors.
I'm glad that that is over.
I get goosebumps when I think, you know, what possessed him?
YouTube singing sensation Susan Boyle has dropped out of the Britain's Got Talent live tour. Her spokesman says she was advised to get some rest. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 10 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift, a new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A cell phone driving ban failed statewide, but the city of Loveland's thinking about its own ban. The city council of Loveland has asked lawyers to draft an ordinance to prohibit talking on a handheld phone while driving. Just in time for your summer road trip, gas prices have gone up again. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices moved up another 17 cents in the past 2 weeks. Regular grade is now 266. And it is crude oil that has given us these 17 cents.
San Francisco has the highest average price, 299, the lowest Tucson at 241, and Denver's average 248. More tornado sirens in the Denver area yesterday, a funnel cloud visible from Coors Field, and more of the same possible today, but things could get more normal beginning tomorrow.
We could get into the low 80s, and then on Wednesday there's an outside chance we could even see a 90 around the area, and there still may be an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but the potential for the severe weather will drop dramatically.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service. Sports, Rockies tie their longest win streak in franchise history with a 7-1 win over Seattle. They've won 11 in a row. They are off today and host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225 loading up on that approach to Yosemite. We're also seeing big-time delays for eastbounders on 6th Avenue, pretty much federal to I-25. Going to be a heavy ride as you're making your way in from Lakewood. 270 getting busy. Same deal for westbounders on 76, approaching 74th up to I-25. They're cleaning up that surface street accident. Santa Fe and C-470 should be out of the way in the next few minutes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect some afternoon showers, a high of about 77, 78 degrees. Currently, we're at 56. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Progressing it.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here at AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Looks like a fairly nice day on tap for us this morning. Nice and sunny. Looks like the clouds are rolling this afternoon, probably after 3 o'clock. I was talking to Allison Longmont there before CBS News, and she was asking about Jay Marvin. And I know a lot of you do have computer access, and if you hadn't seen, Michael Roberts from The Westward was able to visit Jay probably about 7-8 days ago, I want to say, and went to his home and wrote a piece in Westward. If you go to westward.com, click on blogs, and it's the latest word. And then if you just Google Jay Marvin, it'll pull up all their articles about Jay, but it says it's Jay Marvin talks about his healthcare crisis. And I'm going to go ahead and read this real quick, and then we'll get to our topic this hour. AM 760 morning talk show host Jay Marvin has spent the last several months fighting for his life. He's been in and out of the hospital for a variety of serious health concerns since early March, and aside from occasional updates provided by his wife Mary on the radio and his Facebook page, most of his fans have only an inkling about how he's really doing. To address the issue, he invited yours truly to his Denver area home, offering an intimate look at his continuing struggles, the challenges that remain ahead, and the group that's helping him to battle a spate of illnesses and infections that hold the risk of permanent paralysis or death. Jay's bed is currently set up in the living room of the Marvin home. He spends most of his day there strapped into a brace that prevents him from twisting or turning in ways that might permanently damage his spine. A table directly in front of him bears a copy of Bonfire of Roadmaps, a book by Texas singer-songwriter Joe Ely. Marvin loves authentic country music of the sort Ely represents, and he's opposite a TV he watches during his more alert moments. Beneath the set are oxygen tanks. He's in oxygen 24/7. A metal rack holding an IV bag stands at the head of the bed. Mary gives him 2 rounds of antibiotics daily, back to back, while a tray a few feet away holds more
more than a dozen medications and or dietary supplements he must ingest on a daily basis. He also takes a regular regimen of painkillers, which on this day have left him groggy. His trademark voice is weakened but clear, and his lids tend to slowly lower during conversation, only to flip up again like blinds whose cord he suddenly yanked. At this point, Jay's sense of time is a bit unsteady when he claims to have been ill for 5 weeks. Mary, sitting on the nearby living room sofa, gently corrects him, noting that his medical odyssey actually began this past winter. "I don't remember much," Jay acknowledges. "Thank goodness," Mary interjects. "They gave me a lot of drugs," he says. "I was really, really in pain. They had to quiet my nerves down. They had this old saying, get on top of the pain, and that's what they did. I was out of it completely. We've all done our share of drugs, but nothing like this. The only thing I remember is just immense waves of pain throughout the whole thing. That's what I remember. I remember pain. The pain is constant," he adds. "Right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 2. It always stays. It never totally leaves. Since February, I haven't lived a day without some kind of pain." One of his doctors said the doses he's on would make most of us comatose, Mary notes, but the pain is so bad he's still alert. Mary traces Jay's illness to the weekend of February 26th and 27th. "He thought he had the flu, went into work on Monday and Tuesday. Then he said, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. On March 30th, she took him to the hospital. 3 days later, he had his gallbladder removed and was subsequently sent home. However, his pain grew more severe rather than subsiding over the course of a week, and upon his return to the hospital, doctors discovered that he was suffering from hepatitis. Not the contagious kind," Mary emphasized, "the kind you get from Budd-Chiari syndrome, a liver-related ailment generally caused by blocked veins." Then, to make matters worse, Jay's medical team, which includes Denver Nuggets team physician Dr. Saurabh Mangalik and his partner Dr. David Melman, discovered a large growth along Jay's spine in the vicinity of the T7 and T8 vertebrae. In an attempt to discover its makeup, they ordered a surgical biopsy that required them to make incisions of 3 inches in front, 3 inches in back, and 1 inch on his side, Mary said. They also had to collapse one of his lungs, precipitating an extended stay in intensive care. Synchronizing lungs after one of them has been collapsed can sometimes be tricky, Mary explains. Tests revealed that the mass was an anaerobic infection, one capable of growing without oxygen. In addition, Jay had osteomyelitis and discitis, which means there was an infection between the bone and the disc in the spine, she says. The T7 vertebrae crumbled or collapsed and was pushing on the spinal column at a 40-degree angle. So you're starting to see just the whole cavalcade of issues Jay's been suffering from. And I continue here with Michael Roberts' piece. "This collapsing vertebrae is capable of causing spinal damage, but doctors were reluctant to address the situation while the infection still raged. Their approach: use antibiotics to kill the infection, then operate. That way they can fuse his vertebrae and eliminate the risk of paralysis by entering his body from the back instead of the front and back simultaneously via a procedure that would be considerably more dicey than the one employed during the biopsy. If Jay starts to lose feeling in his extremities, they'll operate sooner, but they'd prefer to wait. With that in mind, Jay was sent home to convalesce. At present, he's able to get up with the aid of Mary and a number of household modifications. They had to install bars around the toilet and grab bars, support bars in the showers," Jay says. "They had to put it in a shower seat. It's very, very easy to slip in the shower. And I've got a personal trainer, a physical therapist. He comes by once a week and gets me out of bed, makes me do exercises, the kind that help build strength without putting strain on his back." Jay has also gotten to take walks outside, albeit very short ones. When Jay's friends visit, Mary recruits them to help her support him. "About the furthest he's gone thus far has been the end of his driveway, and sometimes the trek leaves him so fatigued that he can't make it back to the house without assistance. Now Mary brings along a chair on his wheels in case he runs out of gas. At this point, Jay concedes, even the simplest tasks are difficult. Sometimes my conversations don't make any sense," and he says, "and I've been trying all day to write this friend of mine on my iPhone, and I can't get it done. I keep screwing it up. I don't even know where the damn thing is. I can't find it now, and Mary will have to get up and look for it." Mary takes the cue, discovering the iPhone behind him, and inches away, but out of reach. The message, by the way, was intended for Ken Bruin, an acclaimed Irish author who lives in Galway, who's been really supportive of Jay. Jay expresses appreciation for all those who've wished him well on his Facebook page and assorted websites. "I read them all, but I can't answer them," he says. And he's got kind words as well for Lee Larson and Chris Olinger, executives at Clear Channel, which encompasses AM760. Still, Jay saves his choicest compliments for his wife. "Mary tries to keep things light," he allows. "She tells me constantly that I can do things. I can't go to the bathroom by myself yet, and Mary gets up and helps me, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't think you could ask for a life mate as dedicated and as loving as she is. Let me go polish my halo," Mary joked before telling him, "you would do the same for me. I don't know if I could do it to that degree," he says. "In 56 years, I've never been this sick." I just got a couple more paragraphs here. To distract himself from his discomfort, Jay concentrates on a second novel he's in the midst of shaping. He's also considering a writing about his ongoing health issues. Radio's on his mind as well. Before he got sick, he felt that my show was really getting good. I made all the changes I thought I should make. Things were panning out. Fortunately, he's been pleased with the performance of David Sirota, who's been filling in for him, although he won't be on the air for several weeks because of a long-planned trip to China. The only time Jay smiles during my visit is when he's asked about a broadcast debate between Sirota and KOA right-winger Mike Rosen, wondering which the usual unflappable Rosen occasionally lost his cool. Jay didn't hear the conversation, but he's gotten reports from friends who felt Sirota more than held his own. I could have told Rosen not to debate Sirota, Marvin says. I've seen Sirota on MSNBC take on two or three conservatives and just take them apart. Later today, last week, Jay was scheduled for a CT scan, and if it shows that the infection is gone, back surgery could get underway as early as July. If not, more months could pass along as he remains stable. But Jim Lowe, a family friend and competitive horse driver, who's also a neurosurgeon, is urging him to act as if the operation is imminent. Jim wants Jay to act like he's training to do the 24 hours at Daytona, Mary says. He's trying to comply. After he learned about the mass on his back and the prospect of spinal injury, Mary says that he stopped eating almost totally. He ate the equivalent of 3 sandwiches in 6 weeks, but he's taking better care of himself now, due in part to lessons that he's learned since he initially fell ill. Every second of your life is important, Jay says. You should live to the fullest and don't take the people who love you for granted. They don't have to do it. They're going to do it because they love you. And that is the piece from Michael Robertson, Westward. You can also find that at am760.net. So that's to update you. Sorry it took so long, but I thought that was necessary to get out there because a lot of people don't have access to the Internet and weren't able to see that piece. So that is what's going on with Jay. I would like to, you know, I know he wanted to be back here this week. We were planning on maybe installing ISDN lines in his house and having him do it for there, but his health is the most important thing. And you can see how awesome, awesome Mary is. I mean, Jay is extremely lucky to have a person like that by his side and you know, in these trying times. But we also have a phone line set up, and I'm going to get the number for you here shortly. It's we have a get well line here at AM760, and you can call it and leave Jay a message. And what we're going to do is we're going to make a CD of these messages and burn it for Jay and give it to him. And we've gotten tons of instant messages. And just so you know, if you're getting them bounced back, it's just because his work email is full, but I am sending them on to his personal email. So don't stop sending the instant messages as well. You can do that at am760.net. And go to Jay's page and then click on Instant Message Jay, and I will make sure all those get to him. All right, I'm going to take one quick phone call, and then we're going to hit a break. Let's go to Lynn in Denver. Lynn, you're on AM760.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay. I don't care who wins over there in that place, Iraq or whatever. We should get out of there. We're just targets. They're going to kill each other and dispute and defend and whatever they do. But our troops should get out of there as fast as we can.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to see any more of our troops die. And I think that if you go there, all the fundamentalism, I think our involvement in the Middle East is just reached a maximum, and I think we just need to step back, like Barack Obama and Joe Biden says, and see what happens with these elections. I think Iran is definitely the bigger threat than North Korea, but I think that we need to just kick back and kind of maybe worry about the United States right now, not like a caller brought up earlier, the global community.
Yes, and it's just such a mess. Even President Obama said that it was a mess. It required a committee every few minutes to be formed. He's doing the best he can, but no one ever says anything about Bush and Cheney and what they did to this country. It's an abomination.
Yeah, and we got an email from our buddy Greg. He says, the Bush kept us safe for 8 years is BS because he let 9/11 happen and was warned. Why does the clock start on 9/12 for him and Dick Cheney?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Did you ever feel safe with him?
No, I didn't.
No.
I felt more safe the day Barack Obama went into office.
I didn't have.
And when I saw Bush get in that helicopter and leave the White House, it was like, whew,
a relief.
Such a relief.
Yes, yes, it was.
All right. Well, Lynn, hey, thank you so much for the call. You're automatically in the hopper to win tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. You want to go see that show?
Sure.
All right. Well, your name is in the bin, okay? We're going to draw towards the end of the show, and we'll be giving you a call if your name's picked.
All right.
Okay. All right. The number's 303-713-7600. We'll step aside, and then I'll get to the topic of the hour going. I want to know, go ahead and get in line right now. What's your work atmosphere like right now? Are you happy? You feel like you are safe in your job? Are you worried about being fired? Looks like Colorado is planning furloughs for state employees. 4 days. Unpaid. During this budget year that starts July 1. Would you accept a furlough if your boss came and said to you, you know what, John, I need you to take 5 days off due to the economy. Could you make that happen and still pay your bills? Get in on this one, and you automatically get in the hopper for the Mile High Music Festival tickets. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, take a look at traffic for us.
Southbound I-25 really loading up. This is after that stadium curve as you're making your way towards Alameda. We're also seeing some big delays eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to I-25, 270, a crowded ride. This is on the westbound side. Vasquez, as you're making your way towards I-25. As far as 36 goes, there's going to be some heavy pockets as you're driving between Denver and Boulder, where that drive's going to take you about 25 minutes currently. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Trade in and save. Get $50 off an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one printer when you trade in your old lake.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com, then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, half off. The sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 8 and staying late. Just in time for Father's Day. All golf shirts plus all sport shirts, khakis, and shorts half off. Even every dress shirt and silk tie half off. Quite simply, everything but gift cards and shoes is half off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything, everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton. Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Joint Juice Fitness Water, a great-tasting water for healthy, flexible joints. It's just what your body needs to stay hydrated and flexible. Developed by an orthopedic surgeon and is only 10 calories per bottle. Look for the blue bottle in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
I like the liberal agenda.
Randy Rhodes.
Freedom for all. Legalized marijuana. Saving our money on law enforcement so that we don't have to go bust somebody for, you know, an ounce of marijuana. I don't know anybody that ever killed anybody driving on the pot. I really don't. I mean, they drive too slow in the left lane. Sometimes they have their seatbelt sparking out the door. I mean, it's annoying, but they never killed anybody.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin today, 7:23 in the morning here in Colorado. Beautiful morning, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. That story I just gave you on Jay's health crisis can be found on our webpage, am760.net/pages/jmarvin.html. If you just go to am760.net, then click on the lineup and click on Jay Marvin, you'll find it right there. All right, so let's all give Jay our get-well wishes. Hope to have him back as soon as possible. It'll also be nice to have David back from China. Got an email from him yesterday. He shaved his head. Completely shaved his head. Looks kind of creepy. And then, like, the picture had, like, his shirt off. And, man, that guy's a furry beast on the chest. He's got, like, inch-long chest hairs all over the place. So now he just looks like a chia chest. But David's kind of scary looking now with the shaved head. But he is en route to China. So let's hope him safe travels. Our topic this hour, going to be Colorado planning for furloughs. This in today's Denver Post, state employees are likely to start feeling some of the pain their counterparts in the private sector and in other governments have experienced over the past year. Officials are working through plans to furlough thousands of state workers for at least 4 days during the budget year that begins July 1, the result of budget cuts lawmakers approved during the legislative session. Though details won't be finalized for a few weeks, the initial plan is to schedule the furlough days around the holidays. The furloughs are the result of lawmakers approving a 1.82% cut to department payrolls during the legislative session that ended in May, a cut meant to save $16 million. Lawmakers did not expressly mandate furloughs, though they knew they were likely, leaving it to Democratic Governor Bill Ritter's administration to work out the particulars of the payroll cuts. Jim Carpenter, Ritter's chief of staff, sent an email to thousands of executive branch employees, recently giving them a heads up about the furloughs. The economic challenges faced by the state government are every bit as difficult for our fellow public sector employees and even more difficult for many in the private sector, Carpenter wrote. Though the plan is for 4 days of furloughs, Carpenter indicated more are possible, both to cover the cuts already set forth by the legislature and cuts that will still be needed if revenue keeps falling. So they could even give them on, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days of furlough. State employees avoided furlough, pay cuts are with a few exceptions, layoffs during this budget year, but state workers are getting no pay raises next year, and there's been a hiring freeze since last year, though some exceptions have been made. I think we recognize that these are difficult financial times and that sacrifices need to be made, said John Hummel, an employment discrimination investigator for the Department of Regulatory Affairs. We need to do our part, and if that includes furloughs, because they're necessary, we're willing to do that. Has your employer asked you to take furlough at all this year? If they did, would you be willing to do that? Could you still make it possible to pay all your bills if you took 4 days off? I think in my situation, I could probably accept some furlough. Me and my wife both work. It would definitely affect us, but if it meant for me to keep my job, I would definitely accept that. What about you? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. What's the atmosphere at your workplace like right now? Are you walking on eggshells? Are you worried about being fired? Have you gotten a raise in the last year or two? And I'm not trying to knock management because this is going on everywhere, but, you know, normally we get a little 3% raise every year. That didn't happen this year. Bad economy. Are you getting raises? Are you surviving in this economy? I want to know what your work atmosphere is like. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Ricardo and Golden, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Sir, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Ricardo? Good to hear your voice.
Brother, good to hear your voice, man.
Thanks, man.
So I wanted to make 3 points. First of all, our best wishes to Jay, brother.
He's on the mend, man, like David has been saying for weeks. But now, you know, we got a big story that... You can, you know, I mean, it's serious. It's a serious issue going on there.
Well, that sounds like a real serious issue. Actually, now that you say that, there's 4 points. Second one is thank you to you and to Clear Channel Management. There's a lot of companies that wouldn't be able to tolerate that kind of situation and still, quote unquote, call it the Jay Marvin Show after this kind of time period.
Yeah, it's been over 3 months. It's been 3.5 months.
Absolutely. And so, you know, they have had to make, in my opinion, a tough decision. As a small business owner, you know, we have to make decisions on the fly, executive decisions on the fly on a regular basis that affect the outcome. And so thanks to Clear Channel Management. Because
yeah, Chris Olinger and Lee Larson have been champs.
Fantastic, and we appreciate that.
Yep.
Next of all, thanks to you again. You stepped up in a way that very few people – could. You know, I'm sitting here while I was on hold, I was thinking, if that's something I could do to be from where you were to where you are, you know, even as a fill-in thing. And, man, that takes a lot of courage, and we appreciate it, brother.
Well, honestly, you know, I don't know if I'm cut out for talk radio. I'm I'm doing this because I want the experience, and I love our audience. I think we got some of the greatest listeners and callers in all of radio. And so it makes it kind of easy because I've been around this audience for, you know, 3-4 years with Jay. And I've been at this station for almost 9 years. But so there's that, comfortability with you guys and being able to do this. But it is nerve-wracking. I won't lie to you. You know, but it's fun. And I don't know if I'm cut out for talk radio, but maybe we'll see how it goes after 5 days.
Well,
you know, I kind of like just kicking back on the other side of glass and just piping in every once in a while. But, you know, it's fun being on this side as well.
And so that's why I'm saying thanks to you because, as the callers, we're comfortable with you. We know you. It's a little awkward to have the other person now answering the phone. And, you know, we've developed that rapport with you and now hearing you on the front end. We're happy for you, but we can imagine that it's nerve-wracking. So we wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo. I appreciate it, man.
And then the last point that I just wanted to make on your subject of the day, tough out there right now, but again, as a small business owner, just recently we had to talk to our employees and say, hey, we're in the same shoes, and we're probably in the best industry to be in right now in this economic contain foreclosed homes. And we ourselves have been seeing some of the budget crunches. It's incredible, and, you know, unfortunately, we've had to reduce our hours so that we could all have employment next week. It's something that you don't want to have to talk about. It's not something that you want to have to even consider. But, if you had to eliminate one person or reduce hours for across the board for everybody, we all talked about it. I'm a big believer that we need to make decisions as a family because that's what we are, again, as a tiny company. And across the board is what we decided. We have a good family that's put together, and you don't ever want to lose a good employee.
No.
And it's a hard thing to consider. But, on the flip side, however, you have to consider something is better than nothing.
That's why I'd be willing to take a furlough if my employers came and asked me to do so.
And that's the point that I wanted to make is that, I myself would do the same thing if, at some point.
Hey, man, for those 4 days, if I had to go down to, temporary jobs and try to do something,
correct,
or, find myself some way to make money and try to make up for it. But if it meant me keeping my job, I'd definitely say yes.
And that's the point that I'm trying to get out there. It's a tough decision that the employee has to make, but it's also a tough position for the employer to be in to have to ask. But, it's something that we all have to consider, and I think that it's going to get worse before it gets any better, brother.
Good stuff, Ricardo. Hey, man, it's always good talking with you.
Call me
again this week, okay?
I sure will, brother.
All right, man. Have a great day. More calls. Let's go back to it, 303-713-7600. And if you get involved in the show, your name goes into a hat, and we're going to pull at the end of the show one name. You'll get a pair of tickets to Saturday, July 18th, Mile High Music Festival featuring Widespread Panic at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. So get involved here, 303-713-7600. Paula, welcome to AM760.
Hello.
Hey, Paula.
Hey. My daughter called. She knows I've taken 2 furlough days already.
You've taken 2 furlough days already?
Yes. I work for the city of Denver.
Okay.
And we have 2 more that are coming up.
So they've asked you to take 4 total?
Yes, as of now.
Okay. Yes. And there's a possibility of more?
We don't know yet. I know mm-hmm. they're asking.
Yeah, that's what you're saying here in this article. Yeah? So you were willing to take the furlough?
Yes.
How are you able to make that work?
Well, they give you advance notice so that you at least know that it's coming so you have a chance to plan.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was hard because they only gave us 2 weeks notice. And everybody was pretty upset about that. And then the second one, we at least knew that it was coming, so you had a chance to plan for it and to make it work. I mean, if you have to cut back on groceries that week or, something, do a little bit less, that's what you have to do in order to keep your job.
When they came to you, did they say you have to take this or was it take this or lose your job? What was the caveat?
They really
or was
didn't
there one?
Say that. They just said that each employee had to take
had to take
days.
One. Yeah, see, I think they're forcing furloughs, and if you don't take them, then you're probably going to get canned.
Well,
And I don't know if they can do that. Legally, can they do that? I mean, is there a lawyer out there that could maybe answer that one for me? 303-713-7600? I don't know. But I would be willing to take furlough. And if they give you plenty of notice, you know, you could make, like you said, you make plans, maybe cut down on groceries for that week, or you, you know, you don't go out to dinner one night that week, or you just eat macaroni and cheese or ramen noodles for a week.
Yes.
How's your job atmosphere in general? Is it good or bad for you right now, Paula?
Oh, it's about the same.
About the same?
You know, it's, yeah, everybody just knows what they have to do.
Yeah. More work?
Yes, actually, yeah, because we've also been under a freeze, and when people leave, they can't fill the positions. So.
Yeah, when they fire people, a hiring freeze, wage freezes.
Right.
It's just it's a brutal workplace out there, and I see it all across the board.
It is, but then, again, you know, at least you have a job. I worked for the First Frontier that one day we went into work, and the doors were locked, and we were out of a job immediately, you know, with no warning.
Yeah.
So, just have to look at both ways.
It's definitely scary out there. Paul, thanks a million for the phone call.
All right, thank you.
303-713-7600. We're going to step aside, take a look at traffic, get a few words from our sponsors, be back, talk to you guys. Shauna, John, Doug, please hang on, everybody. I want to talk to all of you, but first let's take a look at traffic with Todd Parker.
We're looking at some pretty big delays as you're heading south on I-25 out of the downtown area, pretty much taking you down towards Santa Fe as you're coming around that stadium curve. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue, you're also suffering this due to a stalled-out car. It's on the ramp to southbound I-25, so it's really going to be dragging as you're making your way in from Lakewood. 225 getting busy after Parker Road up towards I-25. 270 is also a crowded ride. This is as you're traveling westbound Vasquez towards 76. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 77 degrees today. Chance of showers later on. Currently, it's already 60. And I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at your King Supers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of generic prescriptions priced at just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Supers.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll challenge conservative Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum about cash.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy a $500 CalSpas gift certificate for only $100. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Family or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
Brian, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift. A gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill. A new drill. A new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
.738 in the a.m. here on AM 760 Colorado's Talk. I'm John Turk. I'm filling in for J. Marvin all week long. It's great to be with you. We're talking about your job atmosphere. This from the Denver Post this morning. Colorado planning for furloughs. State employees are likely to start feeling some of the pain their counterparts in the private sector and other governments have experienced over the past year. Officials are working through plans to furlough thousands of state workers for at least 4 days during the budget year that begins July 1. Has your employer come to you and asked you to take furlough? Would you be willing to take furlough in order to keep your job? And generally, I just want to know what your job atmosphere is like. Are you walking on eggshells? You feel comfortable? You think you're set in your position? You're not worried about losing your job? I want to know what it's like at work. Is there hiring freezes going on? Have they frozen your wages? Like, you know, this year I didn't get the 3% raise that I normally get. So that's a tough one, but I would be willing to accept furlough. What about you? Let's go to Shauna. Shauna, good morning. You're with John Turk on AM 760.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I actually have had a reduction in hours. I haven't had to take a furlough, per se, but we have lost all of our overtime, which is almost $4,000 a year.
Is that what you get normally per year in overtime? Yeah.
About 2.5 hours a week, but we had to give up that. I have 20 days of paid vacation. I can take my vacation days, but none of them are getting paid until a future date when the economy
Wait a second.
Back up.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Now so you've been with your company for a long time, right, Shauna?
10 years.
Okay, yeah. I'm approaching 10 years here at Clear Channel, so I'm approaching that 4-week vacation mode. So they told you that you can take them, but you won't get paid?
Right. We'll get
That's
paid.
Furlough.
Is it? Okay.
But in general terms, I mean, that's basically saying you got the time off, but you won't be paid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's time you deserve off that you've worked for.
Exactly. And there's no problem taking it off, but the pay for it will come maybe next year. Maybe he said it could be up to 18 months that we have to suspend the pay for it. So, you know.
This is a good example of how bad it is out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I work in a specialized industry. Where it's really hard to find people to work for us. So the ones that we do have working for us, you know, we're pretty much guaranteed to keep our jobs. Our boss is going to do everything he can to keep us. But, you know, still there's that threat, you know, what happens if all the money dries up? What happens if no one wants anything fixed anymore? You know, what are we going to do? So, you know, we're doing, you know.
Wow, Shauna, your situation sounds extremely brutal to me.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
And I think it's going on to a lot of people out there. Are you able to make that work minus the $4,000 to your yearly budget this year?
Yeah, we've really had to cut back on stuff. You know, we don't go out to eat anymore. I had to change daycares for my son so I could save $150 a month. You know, we just had to make cuts here and there. And
yeah, you don't go get your nails done. You don't go to the tanning salon.
Exactly.
I mean, people
exactly.
are cutting, and it's affecting everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Shauna, that stinks. 4 weeks paid, and they're saying you go ahead and take it, but we don't know when we can pay you for it.
Yeah, you know, and I've been with them long enough that I know eventually I will get paid.
Right.
And, you know, I'd rather have my job.
And I think that's where a lot of people are at right now. They'd rather just have the job security and not rock the boat.
Yeah. And
you know,
amazing,
if my boss came to me and said, you got your 4 weeks, but I don't know when we're going to be able to pay you or you just won't get paid, I would flip out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he told us at the beginning of the year, and it was right at my anniversary date, so it was right when I got my, vacation. Yeah,
oh,
so. I was like, all right, that's fine, you know, but, you know, we do what we have to do to make it work, and, you know, humans are pretty tough creatures. We can survive
Yes,
a lot.
We are. We are very resilient. Shauna, thanks a million for the phone call, and I hope your situation improves, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thanks for listening, and your name is in the hopper for Mile High Music Festival tickets, okay?
Oh, cool, thanks.
All right, have a great one.
All right.
Let's go to Doug in the midst. What's up, Douglas?
How you doing, John?
I'm hanging in, man. You?
Hey, man. If I win that, if I win those concert tickets, I'll take you to that. And
sweet.
Yeah, that new band called Widespread Panic. I think you've never heard of them before.
I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah,
I'm on the job front here.
What's your situation, Doug?
Well, I work for a family of five. We deliver construction supplies to the job sites, things like that, construction sites. So. I'm not going to say that I'm fully needed, but it's okay. I'm on a pretty steady situation here, but I feel for a lot of people, and I see a lot of them at job sites that were there and that are not now. So it's really starting to tighten up.
It is tightening up, Doug. And I know you personally as well, and I mean, you live pretty much within your means. I mean, you don't go out and spend money on stupid stuff. And if your boss said, "Hey, Doug, I need you to take a week off of furlough," could you make it happen?
I could do it, and it would kill me, but I could do it. Just like the gal previous here said, you know, we're pretty resilient. We have to be resourceful. So,
yeah, it's like this friend of mine, he's been without a job for, gosh, he's in the snow removal thing. And that, you know, ended about March. And he's just been taking an odd side jobs for, you know, the last 3-4 months.
Oh, I had a friend
and
of mine.
And making things work, you know, like going around selling roofing, going around helping friends, like, fix garages. And, I mean, it's just like he's doing everything he can just to make ends meet.
Yeah, it's real tough. But, you know, we dip back a few days here to when Greenspan was running the show. And he's been quoted as, I'll paraphrase it, basically saying when we get too uppity, he's got to raise the rates, and that puts a lot of us in check. They are designed, their plans are designed to keep us only at one level. And you know, if you really stretch your mind and think, well, the man wants to keep us down to a point, that's a very true statement, because you don't want too strong of a middle class, because then you get a strong voice. So, in essence, the whole trip that we're going through right now is, in my eyes, it's basically a design move. It really is. It was a design move to take away pensions, to take away decent. And my only question to the corporates and the right that supports them is, when we're all down to a Walmart wage, who's going to buy that fancy red washer and dryer you see on TV? And who's going to go buy the cars? And who's going to go buy everything, you know? You're going to have just enough cash to take care of the heat, the food, and the gas, and that's really about it. So they're strangling us, and they're doing an excellent job of it.
And you think it's a concerted effort by those in charge of the economy or politicians?
It's basically, like I said, Greenspan. You know, if you could pull the quotes up, I heard on different shows, basically, in fact, Hartman harps on it a lot. It's a design move by Greenspan. He was told to basically raise the rates when things get too good.
Yeah.
When they get too good, when we get too comfortable to where we can really enjoy life, this is when they come out and smack us right in the chops. It seems like so. If that's true, boy, we got problems.
One final question for you. Do you feel your boss or your employer is with you or against you? Meaning that he's, you know, do you feel that you think he's with you?
Yeah.
And then he'll do what he can to keep you as an employee?
Yeah, until we start.
I mean, I think that sometimes employers are out there looking for reasons to fire their employees.
Oh, wow.
As were mine, I think I'm valued here, and I think I'm okay.
A friend of mine that used to work at Arizona Tile right off of I-70 in Havana hired a new guy to come in there and just basically virtually piss a person off, get them angry, and then it's a reason to get rid of them. They went through and cleaned out about 20 people.
That happened at a local car dealership with somebody I know real well works at.
Yeah. So,
it's going on. They're bringing people from out of state and doing the firings.
Throat cutters.
Yep, exactly. They call them, you know what they're called in football, don't you? The Turk. That's the guy that gives you the pink slip that says you've been cut from the team in during training camp. They call him the Turk.
We're going to have to start calling you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Doug, have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Denise on a cell. Denise, you're on AM760 with John Turk. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I'm actually very lucky with my employment status right now. I work for a good company, and my employment status, knock on wood, seems to be steady, but my husband has not been so lucky and has worked very little the last 6 months, and it's been a struggle, but I'm thankful for what I've got.
I know. You know what? I'm trying to find a report as you brought that up. I've seen something recently about the number of men's losing their jobs to females is totally disproportionate.
Well, apparently there are more men unemployed right now than women. And like I said, I'm just grateful. I just happened to sign on to a great company right before I was in the telecommunications industry, right before the big downturn. And, and everybody I know in telecom is struggling, unemployed, or hanging on.
So is your husband out of work right now?
He's a contract employee. He's actually working this week, but the work has been very few and far between.
Right.
Just piecemeal. So
I see that going on everywhere. It's just so depressing to me.
It's hard, and you know, he's been home. We have two small children, and so that kind of
are they in daycare?
Dicey. Well, no, because he's been home.
Right. They were, so you pulled him out of daycare since he's been home?
Yeah. So, you know, it affects everything. And you know, the thing is, he can't just go out and get a part-time job, you know, if it's making $8 or $10 an hour, because, you know, you have kids. You know how much child care costs.
Oh, it's ridiculous. A lot of people pay over $1,000 a month just for child care for one kid.
I mean, especially if you have him in full-time. I mean, he's always been able to work a flex schedule, so he's just had part-time care. But it's just, you know, he can't just go take a job where he can work any time because it doesn't translate with the money. But, you know, we're doing a lot better than most, I know. So, you know, we're grateful and we're hanging on.
All right. Well, hey, I really appreciate your phone call. I got to get a word from Michael Spear and Presidential Brokerage in this next commercial break. But, Denise, thanks a million for the call.
Thanks, John.
You're in the hopper for tickets to Mile High Music Festival as well.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks, Denise. 303-713-7600. Let's go ahead and step aside, take a quick break. We'll be back. But in the middle of this spot, don't go anywhere. We got Michael Spear back with a market update from Presidential Brokerage. First, Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 still slow, pretty much 58th all the way after 6th Avenue. That drive's going to take you about 20 minutes right now. We've got a stalled car on the ramp. This is from eastbound 6th Avenue as you're trying to access the southbound side of I-25. So watch out for delays as you're making your way in from Lakewood. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, slowdowns for westbounders on 76, approaching 74th towards I-25. Westbound 36 also loading up as you're trying to get to Boulder, Sheridan, to Church Ranch. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. The high temperature today should top out around 76, 77 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers as those clouds roll in. Currently 62 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Oh, a tie. That's great.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
Advice from our guy, Michael Spear, Presidential Brokerage. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Dirkenschmidt, how are you?
Sorry, I botched your intro as soon as I was getting it there. I had it written down on my Microsoft Word. Intelligent investment guidance.
Let's talk about boxers instead, huh?
Let's do, man. How's your? Anybody going to fire you out there?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, no.
If I talk about boxers. But you know what? I'm betting you're doing the website these days.
I am doing the website these days.
You're doing AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk website, aren't you?
That's right.
I knew you had to be because I'm looking at NBA cheerleaders as one of your featured articles. Also, Pole Dance Studio comes under
That's
fire.
A big story, and I may talk about that later.
And scandalous swimwear in China. I said, wait a second.
I write the news for AM 760 here. That's right.
Well, there you go.
Those are the top three items on AM 760's news page, aren't they?
I should. Yeah, they absolutely are. I would have known that you had something to do with that. Do you have anything to do with today's market?
I'm looking at the headline. Stocks fall as dollar pushes oil and commodities down. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got the market down today. The Dow is down 153 points right now. That's almost, let me see what percentage-wise that is. That's 1.75%. The NASDAQ Composite's down 36. That's 1.9%. The S&P is down 17.5%. That's 1.85%. And the Marvin, sometimes called the Russell, but we affectionately know it as the Marvin, is down 2.7% today on a pullback in the market after a number of things went on over the weekend, not the least of which I think was Iran.
Yeah, how much do these elections have to do with this?
Well, you know, I think it is really shaking people up. The potential scandalous outcome of the presidential election in Iran, I think, is weighing over the markets. Also, as you probably know, because you're on top of it all the time, President Barack Obama will release on Wednesday the details of his proposed overhaul as to how the financial markets are going to be regulated in the future. So that certainly creates some uncertainty in the market. And I think all of those things combined, Turk, are taking the market down. On your sister station, KHOW, this weekend, we did our Sunday show, and we talked about 401ks, though. And we put together a book on how to manage your 401ks. And we said today, June the 15th, has got to be the day that you commit to really getting on top of your 401k.
So. You know what? You bring up a great point because I need to do that with you. Here at Clear Channel, they have decided they're not matching funds anymore.
Right.
So, go
ahead.
You go ahead.
Well, it makes it even more important for you then to, a lot of people say, oh, I've got a lousy 401k or my 401k is doing lousy. No, it's the investments in the 401k.
Yep.
And we can help you with that. We've got a book, a free book, 12 pages long, on how we would suggest you go about managing your 401k. If you want a copy of that, give us a holler. We'll give you a free copy of it. So give us a call. We'll give one to you.
Yeah, call Michael Spear and his team at 303-749-2770. They have great economic advisors there. And I use you, and I love you, and I need to get in there and start figuring out what I'm going to do with my 401k now.
There you go, pal. Let's
so I'll be giving you a call here really soon. Again, the number 303-749-2770. They have a whole team of people that can help you there, and you guys are great.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Michael. We'll talk to you tomorrow at the same time.
Sounds good, man.
We'll be right back.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I looked at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank. The government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is not your father's economy. The old standards of working one job and putting money away towards retirement no longer apply. Today, success or failure depends on your financial IQ. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop in the Denver area Tuesday, June 16th through Thursday, the 18th. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training in the Denver area Tuesday, June 16th through Thursday, the 18th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-939-1778. That's 800-939-1778. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-939-1778.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
7:58, a couple minutes before the top of the hour. I went a little long with Michael Spear, so I apologize to y'all. I do want to talk to you. We're going to continue this after news. Zach, Dave, Donna, Don, please hang on. I will get you right after news here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and
Iranians chanting Mousavi are back on the streets of Tehran to protest the defeat of reform candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi in a presidential election they say was rigged. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us the crowd defied a government ban on demonstrations.
It was like being in a river of people. All the streets leading to the university were full of young people. And then when we got to the square, there was just a torrent of people marching very peacefully. The riot police were watching them, but not interfering.
Some in the crowd chanted, Allahu Akbar, God is great.
It's a direct reference to the cries of the revolutionaries in 1979. The students want to reclaim the original goals of the revolution, which were truth and justice.
Mousavi told the crowd he wants a new election. Here at home, getting the American Medical Association to support his version of health care reform could be a tough sell for President Obama. But when he speaks to the group in a few hours, the president is expected to give doctors something they really want, his support for a limit on malpractice suits. Former Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle tells the CBS News Early Show that could be big.
Tort reform is going to be on the table. It's a very important issue for doctors. It's important an issue for containing the unnecessary costs that we're spending today.
Some Guantanamo Bay terror suspects could wind up in Europe. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Do we know how many, Vicki, and where?
The U.S. and the European Union have signed a joint statement saying the EU will take detainees on a case-by-case basis. The declaration doesn't say how many prisoners are involved or just which countries will take them, but it suggests that after weeks of the diplomatic equivalent of thanks but no thanks, America's allies are beginning to sign on to the campaign to close Guantanamo. Frank?
The White House is set to spell out a major shakeup of the way government regulates banks and other financial companies.
The administration would argue that these changes are the most sweeping since the reforms made during the Great Depression in the 1930s.
Wall Street Journal reporter Damian Paletta says the plan, which could be made public day after tomorrow, is sure to be controversial.
It's unclear whether some people are going to feel comfortable with some of these reforms, such as, you know, centralizing a lot of power in the Federal Reserve and retaining a large part of this patchwork of state and federal regulators.
The administration wants to develop a single national standard to measure math and reading skills. Brookings Institution education specialist Tom Lovelace says the concept could be a hard sell.
Many of the states
states went through conflict when they developed their current standards, and to have to adopt new standards would simply reopen that Pandora's box.
25 people are facing charges in connection with disturbances that broke out in Los Angeles last night. Rowdies took to the streets after the Lakers won the NBA championship, setting fires, breaking into stores, and throwing rocks and bottles. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 135 points. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a Smarter Planet. Our topic, smarter energy. Between now and 2025, it is estimated that we would need to invest $450 billion in the U.S. grid alone just to keep up with growing energy demand. What can we do to address this issue? For some perspective, we talked with Ron Ambrosio, energy researcher at IBM.
If we want to make the grid as efficient and reliable as possible, if we want to support large amounts of renewable generation sources, if we want to take advantage of energy-smart buildings and homes, we need to make the whole system more intelligent, linking smart grids to smart meters and smart buildings and homes so we can all better track and manage our energy use. Smart grid projects are already helping people save 10% on their bills and are reducing peak demand by 15%. Smart grids work. We're actually building them.
IBM invites you to visit IBM.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. State workers won't be spared from the newest trend for employers struggling in the rough economy. Furlough days will begin next month. The Denver Post reporting workers will have at least 4 unpaid days off in the next fiscal year. Those furloughs expected to shave $16 million from the budget. Governor Ritter is joining his Western states counterparts this morning at the 3-day Western Governors Association meeting in Utah. They're talking largely about water and energy conservation. And it's not the pine beetle, but a fungus that's killing nearly all the black walnut trees in Boulder. City officials are telling homeowners they may have to cut down nearly every one of those black walnuts. The fungus comes from bugs, including walnut twig beetles. Rockies win again, 7-1 the final over Seattle. They've won 11 in a row. They are off today and host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. However, southbound 225, still a slow ride as you're making that Parker curve all the way up towards I-25. I-25 crowded, 58 towards Spear. Brakes loose for a little bit, but then you'll tap your brakes again once you get towards the stadium, making your way up to 6th Avenue. And then again, on the southbound side, right past DU, I-25 crowded to and through the tech center, but no significant delays there. Westbound 36, slow ride as you're making your way towards Boulder, pretty much Sheridan all the way past Wadsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Office Depot is giving away over $1 million in total prizes to small businesses as a part of their Adopt a Small Business contest. To enter, submit a video explaining what your small business is doing to survive these tough times. For details, visit thesurvivalofthesmartest.com. Contest ends July 31st.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect...
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings. At Joy's, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Really, thanks to the gift card you gave him, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
I want to compliment you. I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a beautiful morning for us so far. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty nice today until the afternoon. Some of that serious extreme weather coming in after 3 o'clock is what they're saying. It's been about 9 days straight of it, 8 or 9 days. A lot of people in the newsroom are freaking out about it. People on other talk shows. This is normal for me. This is Colorado weather. This is what I like. I like this weather. Bring it. We're talking about this story from the Denver Post today. Colorado planning for furloughs. State employees are likely to start feeling some of the pain their counterparts in the private sector and in other governments have experienced over the past year. Officials are working through plans to furlough thousands of state workers for at least 4 days during the budget year that begins July 1, the result of budget cuts lawmakers approved during the legislative session. So what I'm asking you is, has your employee asked you for to take furlough? Would you be willing to take furlough if it meant keeping your job? Could you take 4 days off without pay and still pay your bills and make things happen? And also, I want to know what your job atmosphere is like. I know it's brutal out there. People are, there's hiring freezes. There's wage freezes. They're canning people. I know here at Clear Channel, they fired over 40 people in a matter of a couple months. So, you know, everybody's being affected by this horrible economy that we're suffering right now. How's it affecting you and your job place? And I want to thank everybody for holding on through news. I'm going to get you all in order. Zach and Greeley, welcome to the program. Zach, what's up?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I wanted to say I appreciate you guys making people think critically. I don't think enough people are doing that now, and it's nice to have someone do it intentionally. So,
Thank you.
I work for the city of Greeley. I'm a full-time seasonal, so I only work summers. I'm a student, you know, been able to go back to school and that kind of thing, but last couple summers I've been working full-time. There's a lot of us who have been doing that since high school. The other day, all of the supervisors and year-round full-time employees got called into a meeting about the budget cut, and they skipped furloughs entirely. And since none of us were invited in the meeting, but none of the seasonals are getting hired on again next year, so none of the summer guys will have a job, and they skipped furloughs and went straight to just cutting benefits for all the full-time guys.
Cutting benefits, like pulling health insurance?
Yeah, tons of that stuff. You know, pulling – a lot of them got pulled. A couple guys were asked to retire early.
Yeah, you see that going on a lot right now.
Yeah.
Retire now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I've been planning to retire five years early. I can make that happen today.
And a lot of these guys, I'm guessing probably 35 to 60% of the guys who work full-time year-round also work second jobs. A lot of them are at Home Depot because there's just no way for them to be able to afford already with what's going on. So they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do. Because, I mean, literally most of them lost health insurance, retirement, all of their investments, and their days off. But they wanted to make sure that people could still get their hour-to-hour stuff, so they just skip furloughs entirely.
Wow.
So,
It sounds rough.
Yeah. It's
like I had a gal last hour, had a lady last hour who told me that basically she gets 4 weeks of paid vacation. She's been told that she can take it, but they don't know if it'll either be unpaid or they'll pay her back sometime within the next 18 months.
Right, I heard that. That's horrible.
That's ridiculous. And I think it's out there in the job place with for I think the majority of workers right now.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I was before I had this job, I was working at a Blockbuster doing sales management there, and they came in on the 15th and said you will be closed on the 25th. So that was that. Just gone, the whole thing. You know, all of our movies got shipped out. We had a big 10-day sale, and then we were done.
Wow.
So crazy stuff.
All right. Well, I wish you the best out there, man. It's brutal, so keep that job, Zach.
Thank you, sir. You too. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man. You are automatically in the hopper for tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. You're not a winner yet, but your name could be pulled here towards the end of the show, all right?
That would be great. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. All you got to do is call 303-713-7600. Get in on the show with me, and you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Saturday night Mile High Music Festival show featuring Widespread Panic and Tool at Dick's Sporting Good Field. Let's go back. Let's talk to Dave on a cell. Dave, thanks for waiting.
Morning, how you doing?
Great, man. You?
Good. I was actually calling in to say, unfortunately, with all this that's going on, I think a lot of companies that haven't really even been affected by what's going on are still using this as an excuse to take stuff away from employees, which is pretty sad.
So you think the companies that are making profit are still using the economy as a way to cut costs?
Yeah, our company is, and
Well, you don't have to name your company, but what do you do?
I install commercial fire alarm systems.
Really?
And we haven't slowed down a bit.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that business would be affected.
And
I mean, they're needed
in
schools and business buildings and everywhere else.
Yeah, and really, I mean, and like I said, we haven't really slowed down at all, and they're using it as
what are they cutting, or what do you see them doing?
They stopped giving out raises. They stopped giving out bonuses for jobs that we get done early. You know.
Oh, so you have a lot of performance overtime. Bonus type stuff related to your job as well, right?
Yeah.
So normally, if you finish a job a couple days early, then they give you some extra cash.
Exactly.
And that isn't happening anymore. And yet, profits are probably still streaming in.
Oh yeah, we've been doing pretty well, enough for them to expand, but everything else has been taken away from them.
Yeah, see, in our business, it's all about ad revenue. That's where we make our money, and people aren't buying advertising, so they had to make cuts. And they're streamlining. And what we see happening everywhere is what you're talking, streamlining. They're making people do more for less and not giving them the same benefits that we would have gotten maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, it's extremely disappointing. Dave, you want your name in the hat to go to Maha Music Festival?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a million for participating. I hope I hope they start giving those bonuses back, man. That's ridiculous.
I hope so.
All right. Well, good luck, my man. Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
Donna in Denver. Donna, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm great. You?
You sound great on the radio.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a great job. Things aren't too good with the work situation. My husband and I both have had, I'm down about 2/3 of the work I did last year. I work as an independent contractor, and I'm down about 2/3 over what I did last year. So far this year, I think I've grown.
Down 2/3.
Yeah, 2/3. I deliver vehicles for a dealership, and, you know, they're not selling anything, so.
I know. It's so depressing. I live in the Highlands Ranch area, and I'm driving down Broadway, and I see that. I can't even think of the dealership now, but the lot is empty there right by Littleton Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. It's sad.
And, you know, I mean, just right there, probably 100, just in that one business right there, probably 100 people lost their job.
Yeah, exactly.
It's closed down.
That was awful.
So how are you surviving losing 2/3 of your business?
Well, my husband still has his job, and he's in a union. So it's all seniority. But, you know, if he didn't have union protection, we would be on the streets.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are in that position.
Yeah. So, you know, and I heard from a friend of mine the other day, she sells cameras. And her business is down about 1/3, and her copay for her medical now is up to $80.
For a copay?
For her copay.
You know, health insurance is a whole nother story. I mean, how?
You know, this is just the company that she works for. They just stick it to the employees. They change their health care every year. They change companies, and her copay is $80. She goes, I have to really consider whether I'm sick enough to go to the doctor.
And people got to make those decisions. Like, you know, hey, I think I have pneumonia, but I can't afford to go to the doctor to take care of that right now. And people are in that pinch right now.
It's not good. I think they're ugly.
No, it's not. And, you know, you see that happening a lot is where these companies are flipping people that are under normal plans that they've been under for years, flipping them into these different plans, and then not telling them what their copays are, how much money total out of pocket they'll be, you know, stuck with. It's like I was in a horrible plan last year, and it was like our worst medical year ever. I footed out probably about $12,000 in health insurance last year.
Horrible.
No kidding. I hit my maximum out of pocket. Donna, that stinks. I hope business gets up for you.
Yeah,
I hope they figure out what to do with this auto industry and that some of these dealers, you know, stay alive. But
people feel badly.
Yeah, people are being told not to buy new cars nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
It's like buy something used.
That's not good.
No. Well, Donna, hey, I thank you a million for calling in the show this morning. I appreciate your patience and waiting for me.
You bet. Thanks,
all right.
John.
Have a great one.
All right. I'll want those tickets.
All right. Your name is in the hat, okay, Donna?
Okay, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great one.
All right. You too. Bye.
We'll hit one more before we go to break. Don on a cell. Don, good morning. Don, you with me?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on AM760 with John Turk.
Hi, John.
Hi.
First of all, thanks so much for taking care of John's slot. You've done a great job, and all of you have. The Clear Planet Channel must really value Jay because they've really worked with him. That's
wonderful. They have.
But I feel for these state employees. I really feel for them. That's got to be tough. But I can understand they just want to keep their job, so they'll do anything. I'm a postal worker, so my job is fairly safe, although the post office is in deep financial trouble. You know, mail volume's really down, and morale is horrible at the post office right now. So, I don't know. It's good to have a job, though.
Why is morale down at the post office, you think?
Because management thinks that we should do more. They plan on mail volume's down so much. They plan on getting rid of 40% of the force so that they can
the deliveries.
Cost on employees.
Yeah, they're going
to
cut.
They're going to make the routes longer. Their hope is for us to spend anywhere from 6.5 to 7 hours out on the street. You know, in all sorts of weather. I'm a carrier, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's depressing. It's really depressing. It's sad. But, you know, our jobs are pretty protected. I don't think, you know, unless the post office goes under, I don't think anything's going to happen to us. But, yeah, I appreciate having a good job.
But how do they, in an industry like the, you know, post office or postal service, how would they go in and figure out which carriers to let go?
Well, they have.
I mean, how do they rate performance by carriers?
Oh, we're very we have a very good union, so that's no problem.
Right.
They've got a team that will go in and readjust the routes, you know, make them longer so we can carry more time, and they can get rid of routes. And so far as getting rid of people, they'll start with the people with the lowest seniority. It's
right.
all done by seniority.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll offer some early outs to the older guys, you know, in hopes of getting them to retire. But so far, the offers they've given haven't been very good. So a lot of guys haven't grabbed them yet. They're waiting for something better. But it's depressing. I hope everything turns around soon. Now, our business isn't going to change too much because the Internet, you know, everybody's using the Internet and they're not using stamps like they used to.
Yeah, people are paying their bills through online or on the phone.
Yeah, they really are.
You know, people get their bank statements online.
Oh, yeah.
Now it seems all I get is junk mail.
Yeah, well, and that helps. Don't complain about it because that helps keep the cost down, or so they say.
Really? Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, just be sure to throw it away right away. Don't let it stack up.
I support my postal service workers, Don.
I appreciate that, John. But thanks again for your help.
No, thank you. It's been fun. It's fun filling in for Jay. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if I'm cut out for talk radio. We'll see after I do this for a few days. I did a couple of days about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it's fun. I love doing it. And,
well, you act like a natural.
Really? Well, I've been around talk shows for about 9-10 years, so if I can't pull this off, I should probably get out of the business.
Well, you're doing fine.
All
don't
right.
worry about that.
Don, thanks a million. Have a great day. Your name is in the hopper for tickets to the Mile High Music Festival, okay? We'll call you if your name's pulled.
Thanks, John. Good luck.
You got it. Thank you.
Bye.
8:19, going to step aside, get a few words from our sponsors. Thank God for our sponsors, or else I probably wouldn't have a job. But we'll also check out traffic first with Todd Parker.
Pulled around drivers on 36. Going to tap your brakes approaching McCaslin. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s there. We're also seeing some leftover slowdowns on 225 after that Parker curve all the way up towards I-25. Speeds through that stretch are going to drop into the teens in spots. Now, if you have to catch a flight, pick somebody up, drop somebody off, security wait time out of DIA, less than 10 minutes. Pinney Boulevard's in great shape. They will be checking your speeds, so watch those as you're traveling there. Security wait times, less than 10 minutes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 77, 78 degrees. Currently, we're already at 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car price.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Express Suit Separates, half off. The sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 8 and staying late. Just in time for Father's Day. All golf shirts, plus all sport shirts, khakis, and shorts, half off. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, half off. Quite simply, everything but gift cards and shoes is half off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, half off. off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift, a new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do, but where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
We miss you, Jay Marvin. Get well soon, buddy. Looking forward to having you back here on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay all this week. Right now we're talking about this story from the Denver Post today. Colorado planning for furloughs. State employees likely to start feeling some of the pain. They've been told that they need to take 4 furlough days off during the budget year that begins July 1. And I know this is going on. It seems to be a nationwide trend right now. I'm just Googled furlough and news stories. I came up with about 150 stories just today about people taking furloughs. What do you think? What's the atmosphere like at your job? You worried about losing it? You feel pretty stable? If your employer came to you and asked for you to take furlough, would you do it? If it meant keeping your job, would you be able to make that happen and still pay all your bills? We're heading through the phones. Let's go to Larry on a cell. Larry, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, John.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I really haven't faced furloughs, but being an independent fence contractor, times have been so tough that my work has become almost non-existent, and it's just been a struggle to survive.
So you said you're an independent fence
contractor. Yes.
And so people aren't building fences?
They're not buying. I mean, with all the windstorms we had back in the winter.
Oh, yeah. How many fences are destroyed out there?
There are a lot. And the majority of the fences that I gave estimates on, the homeowner either did it themselves or they took the insurance money and used it elsewhere. I've seen some of those fences still down.
You know, John, I had the same situation. I live, you know, under a homeowner's association, and I had a fence that was kind of knocked down from that wind. And they sent us a notification saying, you know, fix this within a week or else, you know, we're going to fine you $100. And I went and did it myself, and I don't know. I'm not good with my hands. I mean, I'm the world's most unhandy person in the world, probably. Ask my wife. But so your business has been hit really hard. How are you surviving now?
Well, I do contract security for a couple different music venues up here in Boulder. I'm actually getting ready to go.
Well, the music scene isn't hurting at all this year in Colorado. Plenty of concerts to go to this year.
Oh, quite a number.
I know. So that's where you're making your side money now. You're having to work 2 jobs to make ends meet.
Pretty much, yes. And
are you married, Larry, or do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
I'm divorced. I have a girlfriend now.
You guys live together?
Yes.
Is she working too?
She is. And they're actually we're talking about having them take 1 day a month off.
1 day a month off. I mean, if you think about it, and you know, it doesn't sound like a whole lot, just 1 day of furlough. But you know, if somebody, let's say, makes $200 in that day, that's their entire, you know, Xcel energy bill for the month.
I agree. you know, it's just been really rough because, you know, that could be like a week's worth of groceries, too.
It's depressing.
Things to consider. And, you know, and with both of our incomes, we do, you know, do all right, but we're still struggling just like everybody else.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I hope things improve for you. And kudos to you for working two jobs. I think a lot of people need to be resilient, like an earlier caller said, and sometimes grab a second or third, even if it's just, you know, little part-time jobs on the weekend. You know, I wouldn't mind working security at Red Rocks a couple days a week. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh, I would love to work there. Actually, I'm getting ready to head down to work at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
No complaints there, huh, Larry?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to
working security at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Awesome. You need anybody else this week? Is it this weekend or is it next weekend?
It's next weekend.
Wow. I haven't been down there in years. I love the Telluride Bluegrass Fest.
It's probably one of the best festivals.
It's hard to find
place.
It's expensive. It used to be kind of cheap to be able to go and do, but now it's like super expensive.
Oh, yeah, just to get down there.
I love Telluride. I'm going down there around Labor Day. So.
Oh, well, cool.
Well, hey, give Mount Wilson a good look for me, Larry, when you're down there, okay?
I will.
All right. Take care, my man.
Thank you. You too.
Let's go to Darcy on a cell. Darcy, we're John Turk on AM 760.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. You?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually super late for school and driving there right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'll get you in quick. No, I totally really wanted to talk about this because I've been unemployed for like 4 months now. I loved my job. I worked in direct care services for a not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fired because a situation that happened that put staff and consumer safety at risk, and I started the process of forming a union at my work, and after that I was totally scrutinized every point. Like, I had to hold on. There were a few times I just wanted to quit, but I knew I wouldn't get unemployment.
So you were disciplined first?
I was disciplined first.
Again, say it again. You put the staff.
No. The staff, me and some other staff members, including people that we served, were put in danger. I actually spent time in the hospital because I was attacked by one of the people we watch after.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and at that point, I said, you know, this is a real problem. We need employee rights.
Right.
And so now with the, you know, who knows what's going to happen with free choice. And that's something that, especially during this time, that employees need.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if you work in it sounds like you work in a field that's probably can be pretty dangerous at times.
Oh, very dangerous.
And if you have no protection from your, you know, if you have no protection.
Yeah, and of course, it's, you know, illegal to fire someone for forming a union. But they found many different reasons. Like, and the reason I was fired, I actually researched it. Other people had not been fired for the same reason. So I got unemployment without fighting for it because they knew that I would go to EEO.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I still, even after I was terminated, I still was in the process of helping a union form there. So...
So what are you doing now?
Well, I'm just going to school. I'm a cosmetologist, so I sometimes do some, you know, hair at my home. But, I mean, I have two children. It's really hard. My husband works. We kind of have to, like, switch on and off watching the babies.
Right.
And so right now I'm just going to school. I'm getting my degree to teach high school history. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Darcy? It just shows me a cell. Where are you living?
I live in Longmont.
Good. Well, we need more teachers, more good teachers.
I know. I'm so
you know, they say that education and healthcare are really the only two businesses that are recession-proof, but I don't even know if that's the case anymore.
Well, I was looking at some statistics, and the the amount that America spends on education and healthcare is a little higher, is like minuscule, and it's dropped since the 60s, which was still minuscule. It's like 1.46% is what they spend on education or public schools in America. So
We need some upgrading there.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah, I read a story about, I think it was a school in Minnesota or North Dakota or Wisconsin that was looking for handouts from just from people in the community in the town there. They didn't have toilet paper. They didn't have light bulbs.
Oh my God!
So they were asking people in the community to bring toilet paper and light bulbs because they couldn't afford it.
That is insane. Those are just like average necessities. Like I've heard of teachers, you know, having to bring their own like art supplies and stuff like that.
And even that's ridiculous for me.
That is ridiculous.
The teacher should not be on the hook to provide the crayons and paper and.
Yeah, but that's when you see a good teacher who the school isn't providing it. So
and then the teacher steps up and takes care of it themselves.
Yeah.
So. Well, hey, I love teachers. I got three kids, so it's probably the most important thing in my life right now. Just teaching my kids right. Well, hey, you're awesome, Darcy, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
And thanks for calling in.
Have fun with the show.
What's that?
Have fun with the show.
I will have fun with the show, and your name goes into our hat, and you might be a winner for a pair of tickets to Saturday's Mile High Music Festival.
I totally want to be there.
All right, well, your name is going in the hat. We will call you if we pull it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Darcy. We're at 303-713-7600. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin and Pierre. John, please hang on. I'm going to get you right after this break. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Todd Parker.
The highway drive has been a decent one this morning. We have some heavy pockets on 36. This is on both sides of the highway as you're traveling between Denver and Boulder. Southbound I-25 still dragging downtown. We're going to see speeds dip into the teens and 20s in spots there. Once you get south of 58th as you're making your way towards Spear, 270, a busy ride, especially on that westbound side. Vasquez to 76. I-70 also crowded in spots over that elevated stretch. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. The high today going to top out at around 76. 77 degrees. Currently, we're already 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
AM 7.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
The doctor deals with you. Our pipes need drain solvers.
Save $200 on sewer inspection with drain solvers and up to 50% on drain cleaning if needed. Call 303-421-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone, 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
The Lodge Casino is giving away cash. You'll have a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies. Win 50 times the total of your 5 dice roll. Roll 5 Lodge logos and you'll win $25,000. The Lodge Casino, your first choice for fun.
Market meltdowns. Fading rallies, 24/7, 365 cable news whine-a-thons about the economy. And yet, there are investors out there just getting warmed up. Markets have always moved up and down, but some people have acquired the knowledge to make money and protect their portfolios no matter what kind of market it is. What's their secret? Investtools. In fact, over 400,000 people have become smarter investors with Investtools, the leader in investor education. And with this limited time offer, you can too. Reserve your seat at a free InvestTools class in your area. Learn how to spot investment opportunities and how you can profit from them when everyone else is running for the hills. Visit tryinvesttools.com to get that edge. To attend a free InvestTools class in your area, visit tryinvesttools.com. That's tryinvesttools.com.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
In the morning, John Turk in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Having a lot of fun talking to y'all. If you get involved in the program today at 303-713-7600, your name will automatically go into a hat where we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival Saturday night show. That's Saturday, July 18th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park there in Commerce City. That show will feature Tool and Widespread Panic, two of my favorite bands. So that should be a really good time for you. And all you got to do is call into the show and talk to me, and your name will go in the hat. 303-713-7600. We're talking about what it's like at your job place right now. Are you worried about losing your job? Are you feeling pretty steady? What if your employer came to you and asked you to take a furlough? Would you be able to do that? How would you make ends meet if you were to take 4 days off? It looks like the state of Colorado is asking state employees to take 4 days off during the budget year that begins July 1. Have you been asked to take furlough? I want to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pierre in Hartsell. Pierre, good morning.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Great job.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
You definitely have a radio voice and personality.
Oh, thanks.
I was calling mainly because I'm self-employed, so it sucks for me, but I was the guy that called earlier and talking about how he thought that the corporations, et cetera, were trying to drag us down, and I think that he was absolutely right about that. You can tell now just by the phone calls that have come in.
Yeah, that was Doug in Westminster. Yeah,
and so one of the things that I watched a couple of weeks ago, it was one of those things caught on video crap. But one of the shows happened to be on mob mentality. And on your news break, they were talking about how people had a big riot, whatever, after the Lakers game in L.A., and, that all the damage that was done. And I thought, people get so upset and excited about the sports, hockey, whatever, and they'll go and they'll do all this damage. But, people are out of work, and yet there's no one out there really protesting like that. I'm not condoning, going out and setting fires and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Does it seem like people are just bending over and taking it?
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly right. No one wants to lose their jobs. Everyone's willing to take whatever cuts they have to take and, live as desperately as they have to. And it's like time for people to say, hey, enough is enough here. And, like he said, who's going to buy this stuff that's out there, And these people are just cutting their throats. They don't understand. But some of them, I guess, are so rich they just really, it's never going to affect them. So, but, people really, why you can get all bent out of shape over a Lakers game, but you can't go out and, hey, we're sick of it. We want jobs.
I don't want your furlough. I'm not taking your furlough.
Exactly. And, here you have the bankers and all these people, Obama's trying to do the deal with them right now, and they're all bent out of shape because they want their million-dollar bonuses. And the same thing with the government. Government employees, all the federal employees, they don't want to do this health care thing yet. Well, not the federal employees, but, it's like, hey, excuse me, what? Take away the federal employees' health care benefits, and that includes senators and congresspeople, and I guarantee you people will be upset. Because I know in England the little old ladies came out on the streets about 6 months ago because they were talking about doing that in England, and they were like, forget it, we like our health care benefits. So, it's time for people to start having some
voice. We need a voice.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's just
fantastic. And who's really, besides unions, who's really fighting for the middle class and for the worker?
And no one. And even the unions are bending over and taking it.
Yeah, they really are.
Look at
Look at our governor.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just went to Pueblo this last weekend, and you should see the signs. I mean, people are...
Oh, I know those signs are all over the news.
Yeah, they're, you know, oh, the taxes and all this stuff. But I don't know where people think money's going to come from, but, you know...
I'll make a bold prediction. I think he's a one-term governor.
Oh, definitely. He's just done
two. I think he's done.
Yeah, he made some really poor decisions, and Bennett was one of them, so...
Yeah. Well, he's made a few right in a row. Pierre, it's always so good to hear your voice.
Well, it's great hearing
you. Have fun down there in Hartzell.
You're the most personable guy on radio. You really are.
Oh, you're sweet.
Okay.
Well, I hope to see you soon, Pierre.
Bye.
Take care. Let's go to Pat and Thornton. Pat, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I haven't been asked for a furlough yet, but, you know, they have been cutting at my job. They stopped the 401k match a year ago.
They did that here. So, I just, you know, it's been happening for a couple months, but I just realized that that's how behind I am.
Yeah, and you know, so people just kind of, and of course there were no raises this year, so I mean everybody's tightening the belt, but I mean I've survived two rounds of layoffs, and just to give you some idea, that the home office of my building has six floors. There's three floors and an east wing and a west wing, and they've laid off so many people that they have emptied two of the floors.
Is that right?
One third of people in the corporate office have gone. But, you know, we still have the same amount of work.
You know, and I know this may be just a totally ignorant observation. It may be totally incorrect. But I've been doing traffic here for about a year and a half. I don't see the same amount of volumes of traffic out there on the highways in the morning and the afternoon.
That's an interesting point.
Because I don't know what the figures are of unemployed in Colorado, but I got to say it's probably reaching, you know, the six figures.
Yeah, well, it's
in Denver.
Probably, yeah, it's got to be. But if your employer comes to you and asks you to tighten your belt or to take one for the team, are you going to say no and want to be one of those unemployed people? I mean, I've got a family. I've got two kids. You know, if I was told I needed to take a furlough, then I would. I mean, I want to.
Yeah,
keep
I would.
Job.
I got to keep my job. But then again, you look at it, and if it's a 4-day furlough, think of it. You know, if you're just an average guy that makes, let's say you make $15 an hour, that's probably $200 a day. And that's $800, almost $1,000.
Right.
And then if they're cutting overtime, people that are used to overtime, like we had a caller earlier that was normally got about $4,000 a year in overtime, that's been cut. And I used to get overtime here. There's a overtime freeze here as well. And I'm probably gonna miss out on about $2,000 this year because of that. But you know what? I need my job.
You're right.
And
so you're
and it's like
a rock and
like,
a hard place.
It's like Pierce said, sometimes you just gotta take it. You know, but I enjoy my job. I can't complain. I got one of the greatest jobs in the world. I really do, and I'm lucky.
And you're too. And as far as you know, from my perspective, I'm giving my company another year. And if they can't get back on their feet in another year, and the economy's bouncing back, I'm going to look elsewhere. I mean, I'm going to be loyal to a point. And then, but if it's not coming back, if we don't get the 401k match back, or if they're not giving raises again, then you know what? I've got to have to look to better myself and get out.
Yeah. I've been knocking around getting a second job. You know, I work the mornings here, so I got a lot of time and, you know, the afternoons, especially since Jay's been out and, you know, David is gone now. So I wasn't in the last couple of weeks anyway, producing, so to speak. But I've been knocking around the idea of getting a second job just to save some money.
Yeah, and squirrel it away. Sure, that's a good idea.
You know? Dig a hole because I sure don't want to invest it anywhere right now. Just
by the way, thanks a lot for the update on Jay. I had read that article, but boy, you know, it's weird whenever you hear his voice on a Rockies commercial or you know, that one time you guys did a flashback episode. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, we put the best of Jay on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun to put together. And, you know, I'm going to go see him this week. I've had a pretty hectic 2 to 3 weeks where I had a wedding and then a best friend's funeral. And so it's been just nutty for me. And I feel like I've neglected Jay. So I am going to see, if you're listening, Jay, I miss you, buddy. You know, I love you. So, yeah, that's all right. We all miss you. Pat, thanks a million for the call. Call me again this week, okay?
All right, have a good one.
Your name's in the hat for the tickets to the Mile High Music Festival.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on, bro.
Later.
Let's go back to the phones. Dave on a cell. You're on with John Turk. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm hanging in, man. You?
Good. I'm just going to tell you a little story. I was sitting in on a meeting. I'm retired now, but this is a couple of years ago. I was sitting in a meeting with the corporate office people. And his comment at the table, it just shocked me. He said, I want to lay off 10 people and get the same amount of work done. He says, and if that works, I want to lay off 8 more people. And he wanted to cut it down to where people were just to the end of their rope. And then he says, when we get to that point, then we'll hire a couple back and let it go at that.
Yeah, start them at, you know, beginning wages.
Yeah, he says, if we can get it done with 8 people instead of 10, we're going to make more money. And I would just sit in my, I know my mouth I had to fall open, thinking, here's people worked this company for 30 years, and you're going to lay them off so you can make more money. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a business owner, and I don't have employees. But I'm the kind of guy, and I'm not trying to, you know, pat myself on the back or anything. I would hire people that I think would do a good job, and if they're doing a good job, I'd keep them. You know, I would not, I would never fire somebody if it meant, you know, me not making a profit. You know, as long as I'm getting by, I'm okay. I want to, if I owned a business, I'd want to have people work for me that I want to take care of too, as well.
Right.
You know,
my
like a family. If I'm owning a small business, I want a family working for me.
Sure.
But, you know, in large corporations like, you know, the auto industry, it's hard to keep track of everybody. You don't know who's does what, and especially when people from other states are coming in, you know, like corporate from California coming in, Honda, and firing people.
Well, the people that work for me, you know, younger kids working for me, they were working good. And then they started cutting their overtime, and then they said, okay, well, we're going to go to a 32-hour work week. And this is when he said, he says, Dave, he says, what can I do? I says, I'm going to tell you something. I said, just between you and me and a fence post, this company doesn't care about you. If you get a better job offer, you jump on it. Because you're a number to them. They don't care about you. And he says, you know, thanks for the advice. And 2 weeks later, he quit because he went and found a better job. I don't know if it was better, but it was different.
That seems to be the mentality in the workplace right now.
Yeah. You know, they don't care. If I can make more money without you, I'm going to do it.
But, man, you know what? If I lost this job, I wouldn't know what I want to do next. Jay's talked about it before here, you know, in radio, there's really not anywhere to go across the street anymore.
No, that's
so
right.
It's like, you know, what I'd have to start over. I'd probably have to go back to school. You know, and I want to go to work in the construction industry.
Yeah, then those jobs aren't there, I mean, either, you know.
Yeah, and I want to, if you've had to start over, give us a call, 303-713-7600.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be, I'm only 34 years old, and,
yep.
You know, this is as bad as I've ever seen it. I mean,
oh,
I want to know, you know, somebody that's 50, 60, 70, is this the worst it's been, the economy and jobs? I think it is, but that's just my observation.
I think I agree with you 100%. I'm just glad that I'm in the position I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, Dave, stay strong, man, and treat your employees well.
I will. I don't have any more, so.
All right, man.
Good luck to Jay.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
303-713-7600. If you get involved in the show, your name will go in a hat. You could win a pair of tickets to Saturday's Miami Festival. All you got to do is get in here and talk to me. John, please, everybody, hang on. I'm going to get to you, but first, traffic. Todd Parker.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a surface street crash involving two vehicles. This is Broadway at I-25. Other than that, it's a decent trip as you're making your way around the metro. You're going to find some heavy pockets, as usual, like on 36 between Denver and Boulder, especially on the westbound side. We're also seeing leftover delays southbound I-25 downtown. That's 58 as you're making your way towards Spear. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with highs in the upper 70s. Clouds are going to roll in. Could get a chance of seeing some showers later on. Currently 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on A.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr. Money, and I'm finding out why our customers love to play here.
I like the new penny machines that they put out.
The Lodge is the fastest casino in Blackhawk.
Does it get any better? Well, how about a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies? Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
What do you want to do for Father's Day?
Run with dingoes.
Less dangerous.
Swim through the barrier reef?
Something that might require pants.
Fine. I'd like to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet. They're open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Plus, they have a brand new menu and a special gift. $10 towards our next visit.
Cool. Then I want to go to Outback twice. And in between, I want to wrestle some sharks.
Let's go for lunch and we'll play it by ear.
Sold.
Dine with us on Father's Day weekend and get a $10 certificate toward your next visit. While supplies last, we open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Why'd you
just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
401ks are mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training in the Denver area Tuesday, June 16th through Thursday, the 18th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-939-1778. That's 800-939-1778. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-939-1778.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited-time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen, and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated-looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Got a few minutes before the top of the hour news. Let's try to take a couple phone calls if we can. We'll go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, John. At my office, we've closed down on Fridays through the whole summer, so it's like 12 days people are losing.
You closed down for Friday, so you're working four-hour weeks, four-day weeks.
Right, but it's 32-hour week.
Instead of getting your 40.
Right, instead of getting the 40, so you know, it's basically a 20%.
Yeah, that's a 20% pay cut.
But, you know, it's not even just that. You know, I took about a 30% cut going through a merger and moving things around in the last year. My wife is a teacher, but she got a letter from Jeffco that was cutting her by, I think, about 15% for next year. And so she just went ahead and went somewhere else. But, you know, it's all over, and we're fine because we were doing what for me was very good, meaning we were actually adding to savings before all the time. So we're going to be fine, but you think about somebody who wasn't and went through the same thing, you know, I mean, it's you know, pretty freaky out there.
It is freaky out there, and like you said, it's hitting everybody. You know, like, for example, my father's working in Kentucky right now. He's worked in Colorado most of his life, and things were so bad he had to get out of here and go sell land in Kentucky. And it's like, I haven't seen my dad in like 8 months. And my sister, she does nails. People aren't getting their nails done anymore. You know, people are cutting that kind of thing out of their budget. So, yeah, it's scary out there, Josh. It is scary. And you've taken a 20% pay cut. How are you going to make up for that, real briefly?
You know, like I said, we've looked way beneath our means. And so we went and had to furnish a room and we went yard sailing. So, I mean, we've always been real frugal. So it didn't matter because in the past we were saving a pretty good chunk of our income, you know, just not quite 20%, but probably pretty close. So this is fine, and we have savings for it, but, you know, most people are living at their, you
at
know,
their,
at
means.
Their means.
And yeah.
So since we're not paycheck to paycheck, it stinks, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Retirement's a long way off.
Are people eating less, eating stuff that's least, you know, less expensive, like macaroni and cheese or ramen? Are you shopping at thrift stores now? You know, I'm not above a thrift store. I don't mind going to thrift stores and shopping for my kids' clothes because they're going to rip their jeans up in about, you know, 2 weeks anyway.
And that's the thing my wife said. She said, you know, why am I doing all this spray and wash for all these stains? I better just buy stuff at yard sales so that we're not, you know, taking a $20 T-shirt and, you know, instead you can get it for a quarter. But,
yeah. I suggest everybody goes and does a little thrift store shopping in these times. I think you'll find that you can save a lot of money. All right, Josh, you're the man. Thanks a million for the call. Your name's in the hat to win Mile High Music Festival tickets, okay?
Hey.
All right. We're going to step aside, take a look at local national news with CBS and David Kale here at AM 760. Then we're going to be back, take your phone calls. John, Jeff, don't go anywhere. You two are going to be first up. I also have another story I want to talk about. Did you hear about this guy who left his kid at the Home Depot in Avon? What have you forgotten? 303-713-7600, John Turk on AM 760.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Defiance in the streets of Tehran. Demonstrators chanting the name of Iranian reform presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. Tens of thousands turned out in the capital to protest the re-election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer's in Tehran.
I could see about 800 or 900 yards of wide road, and it was solid, chock-a-block in either direction, as far as the eye could see, of people marching.
Unlike earlier protests, this one is taking place without a visible police crackdown.
So far, the riot police are standing in full riot gear, but relaxed. There are some soldiers around, but they appear to be unarmed, and the atmosphere is not tense. It's purposeful, but there's no violence in the air at the moment.
In a sharp turnaround, Iran's supreme leader, who first endorsed the election results, is now ordering the country's Guardian Council to launch a probe into charges of widespread vote rigging. The Supreme Court has decided to review whether a student loan can be erased by filing for bankruptcy without a hearing on whether paying the money back would constitute an undue hardship. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The justices want to decide how easy or how difficult it ought to be to get your student loan dismissed through bankruptcy. That's a timely issue, obviously, given the economic downturn and rising default rates.
President Obama pitches health care reform to the American Medical Association in Chicago in a little more than an hour. It's likely to be a tough audience because doctors oppose any government health care sponsorship. Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle tells CBS News nothing should be off limits, including medical malpractice and the fear of lawsuits.
How can we ensure that all the stakeholders are at the table to help us do that? Tort reform and all of the related issues, including unnecessary care, are part of that formula.
College kids and drinking, that's nothing new, but CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says there is a troubling trend.
In the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, researchers warn campus binge drinking is increasing.
The problem seems to be particularly in those who are above the legal drinking age.
Evidence, Dr. Ralph Hingson says, that drinking age limits are curbing alcohol abuse and shouldn't be lowered. The NIH researcher does note among 18 to 21-year-olds, DUIs have been dropping. Still, there are 5,500 alcohol-related deaths in this age group annually. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
Los Angeles police say 18 people were arrested in rowdy celebrations following last night's victory by the hometown Lakers to clinch the NBA title. Police say revelers threw rocks and bottles, set small fires. This man says a crowd stormed a store.
Three or four males started pulling on the doors, and then it came to, "We want shoes! We want shoes! We want shoes!" Cleaned the store out, started throwing shoes over their heads, and everybody in the crowd got a pair of shoes and cleared out what's left.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 200. This is CBS News.
If you have credit card debt and you're tired of high rates and monthly payments you can't afford, there's an important secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with low monthly payments. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-8712. Thousands of trusted credit answers to save them millions. We represent the highest standards in the industry and will be with you every step of the way. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. For free information that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-700-8712. That's 1-800-700-8712. 1-800-700-8712.
Not available in all states. Results may vary. See contract for complete terms.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's trying to attract more movie makers to the state, but competition's tough as other western states like New Mexico offer richer incentives. Those in the know say luring filmmakers is worth the investment.
The average Hollywood film, when they're on location, spends anywhere from about $150,000 to $250,000 a day in the local economy.
That's Kevin Shand, head of the Colorado Office of Film, Television, and Media. State workers will likely get 4 days off in the coming fiscal year they hadn't planned on and won't be paid for. The furlough days are to be tacked onto holiday weekends. The Denver Post reporting the unpaid time off will shave $16 million from the state budget. And playing Minesweeper or Mahjong on the laptop could make it tougher for men to become fathers. A fertility specialist at Loyola University says excessive exposure to heat from a laptop can impact a man's sperm production and development. The doctor suggests placing the laptop on a desk instead of your lap. Sports: Broncos Pro Bowl wide receiver Brandon Marshall reportedly wants out of Denver, unhappy with his contract, and the Rockies tie their longest win streak in franchise history with yesterday's 7-1 win over Seattle. They've won 11 in a row. They host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for leftovers. Southbound 225. This is after Parker Road as you're making your way towards DTC. I-25, also a crowded ride downtown. Same deal for eastbounders on 6th Avenue. Pretty much Federal up to I-25. Surface Street crash is one of them on Broadway at I-25. The other one, Havana near Yale. Today's forecast is a mild one with a high of about 77, 78 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy skies, and it's already 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who says commuting?
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Presenting the one, the only,
entertaining.
After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change. So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
Baby's father pulling into the parking lot. The man approached the officer telling him he had left his child at the store and was told that police had him when he called the store. The man's wife was out of town. Perfect timing, huh? He told police he was loading his shopping items into his car when his brother called him on his cell phone. He was talking on the phone, and he put the cart back in the storage area and then drove off. He told police he was talking to his brother when he returned around and noticed the baby wasn't in the backseat of the car. He was already in Edwards by the time he discovered his kid was not in the car. The man, who could not be reached for comment, was reportedly upset about forgetting his baby. The baby's grandmother took the infant home and planned to keep him until the baby's mother got back from vacation. So the mother-in-law says, I'm taking this kid, you can't have him. Avon police issued the father a summons for child abuse, criminal negligence, and released him. Now, it appears this guy is in trouble with his wife as well as the police. I mean, would you leave your husband if you left the baby at the Home Depot? I hope my wife wouldn't. I mean, I've forgotten some pretty big things before, but I haven't left my kid back at a store and driven about another 15, 20 minutes and then realized that he wasn't there. I've taken my kid to daycare without a diaper a couple times, accidentally. I guess a two-year-old needs to wear a diaper, don't they? But I want to hear from any females out there. Would you leave your husband if he forgot the kid at the Home Depot? Because it apparently looks like that's what this wife may do, according to a couple different stories I read, but had to bring that one up because I just think, poor guy, who hasn't forgotten stuff like that? But we are in open phones. Anything we've talked about this morning is on tap. And if you get involved in the show, you will get your name automatically in the hat to win a pair of tickets to the Saturday Mile High Music Festival featuring Widespread Panic and Tool. That's at Dick's Sporting Good Field. Let's head back to the phones. Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, I am exactly the person you're talking about. I'm 50 years old in a couple of months here, and I had a business for 17 years. Last year, I had to close it down, and I spent 6 months unemployed. I turned in 200 resumes to different places, and some of them, I think, turned me down because I am 50 and actually didn't want to hire me with my experience. Because they probably, you know, thought that they were going to pay me too little and I wasn't going to be happy there. Which, you know, a lot of them said, are you going to be able to get along with other people? Well, I ran a business for 17 years, so I must have been getting along with some people, right?
Right.
So I've had to start absolutely over. So now I'm working big corporation.
What kind of company did you own?
I had a coffee shop, and the economy started hitting me in 2003.
Wow.
And so it's been a little while coming.
What's your plan now, Jeff?
Well, I've been thinking about going back to school because I'm working right now. I'm working retail. And, I mean, I've been written up twice already. I was written up for working too much, if you could believe that.
How do they write you up for working too much or too hard?
Well, you know, there's a state law. You can't be over 6 hours without a lunch.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were scheduling me for 7 hours, and I was going, oh, God, I got to get off. Of course, at the same time, they're saying, you know, you got to be with the customers. They're saying you got to be off the clock at a certain time. And so they brought me in. They said you're chronic over 6 hours, and we're writing you up.
Yeah, they probably thought you were trying to, you know, get a little extra money and a little extra hours.
No, they just said it's the law. That's the policy. You're breaking policy, and so
you're breaking policy. Take your break after six.
Yep.
Wow. Even if the job wasn't done.
Even if the job wasn't done, you need to get out of there. You know, you need to set your alarm clock. And, you know, 5 hours and 55 minutes, you need to dash up there and you need to just punch out and get off the clock. And so, yeah.
Well, it's a 50-year-old, Jeff. It's got to be really hard to start over. I'm only 34, and I couldn't imagine what I'd have to do if I lost this job.
Oh, it sucks. You know.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm divorced. So, you know, and the kids are growing.
Kids are growing?
Uh-huh.
Are they over, both of them over 18? How many kids you got?
Two.
Both over 18 now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're...
Well, are they going to college?
One of them's graduated, and one of them's still going to college.
So you're paying for the college, or are they paying their own way?
They're paying.
Yeah, see, I mean, you see that a lot now with kids, too. They're paying their own way to college, when before it was all, you know, your parents kind of helped foot the bill.
But it's tough. I have a buddy up in Seattle, and he still has a kid in high school, and both he and his wife lost their job, and he's living in his van with a one kid left to graduate from high school, living in the van with him, and he can't find work up there at all.
That's depressing.
And he's 50, and he's like, well, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, you better punt.
Yeah.
That's it. You better just, you know.
It's like, you know, I got three kids kind of close in age. They're all about three kids. One's 7, one's 5, and one's 4. They're all going to be in college at the same time.
Yeah.
I got to start prepping for that now.
You know, I mean, life has always been good for me. You know, I mean, I took $90,000 of my own money and started a business 17 years ago. And that's just gone. That's just gone. You know, no credit card debt. It's all personal debt. If it was credit card, I could just write it off.
Yep.
Since it's personal debt, I'm stuck with it. You know, because I said, all right, I don't like using credit cards. I'm not going to use credit cards. And so now I can't shake that. Now it's going to cost me money to actually shake that debt if I want to get rid of it, because it's, you know, it ends up being personal. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the risk you take when it's your own business, you know.
It's just crazy, crazy.
All right. Well, Jeff, hey, thanks for holding on and,
keep your
you know,
job
for being our example of what it's like to start over when you're 50 out there in this economy today.
Keep
sucks.
Your job if you got it, because, man, they are few and far between.
I'm with you. I'm in the mode of bend over and take it right now. You know,
it's very unfortunate, but, you know, everybody's bending over and taking it.
Yep. All right, Jeff. Well, I hope things improve for you, man. Call us and update us, okay?
All right.
All right, man.
Later.
Have a good one. Denny, Ron, hold on. Let's go to Diane in Dumont. Diane, good morning. You're on AM760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I was just listening to the baby story, and, you know, a four-month-old baby, that gentleman wasn't used to having that baby around, I don't think. He's brand new and everything.
Uh-huh. And his wife was out of town.
And I really kind of question her leaving the baby at 4 months old and going on vacation herself. So I think there's a lot of guilty parties.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. 4 month old, 4 months is pretty young to be leaving a child with a father if you're a mother.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, Diane. But so you, what if your husband did this? Honest, be honest with me.
I'd wonder if he was fixing the sink for me. I don't know. No, I don't know. I think if my husband did that, I'd have to know the man.
Right.
But he took it upon himself to take care of the child while the mother was away on his own.
I mean, what do you make of this, though? The mother-in-law came and took the baby and said she wouldn't give him back until the mother got back in town.
I think that there might be a lot of dysfunctional people here.
Oh, man. I mean, that sounds like there's going to be some problems in that household. Don't you think?
I do. I do.
All right, Diane.
But I think the police shouldn't have given him such a harsh fine either. I bet he felt really terrible.
He's got a child abuse.
Yeah.
child abuse, criminal negligence
rap
on his record now.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's an honest mistake in my opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion from the female point of view.
All right. Diane, thank you so much for participating.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. We're taking your calls, and do participate today because we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival Saturday edition. That show also going to have Tool, White Thread Panic, G-Love, and Special Sauce. A lot of good bands on tap for that Saturday. It starts early in the morning, goes all the way, from what I'm hearing, till about 1:45 in the morning with Widespread Panic. So you do want to get your call in here, 303-713-7600. One more quick one before we hit a break. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, what's happening?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I was going to comment on the economy, but I...
You can comment on all of it, Denny. Go ahead.
41 years ago, my wife and I were living in Milwaukee. We're driving to Phoenix, Arizona. Our son is 3.5 months. He was born at the end of September, and we're going down in December. And, you know, we're loading the car and sort of frazzled. And the two of us jump in the car, and we drive down, and I'm just getting on the freeway. And I look in the back, and the carriage carrier, the baby carrier with Patrick, is still at home. We're 3 or 4 miles away from home. This is both husband and wife, you know, mother and father, you know, stuff like that happens. When I hear this guy, when I hear that he's charged with child abuse, you know, that
seems harsh.
It's
I mean, the
really
guy realized came right back. It's not like he was trying to abandon his baby.
Yeah. I don't know. I also wonder, you know, with the economy, are the legislators looking to cut their salary? Is Governor Ritter's is his staff are they cutting their salary, you know? And don't cut days, just cut the salary, have them continue to work a 40-hour week since they're doing such a great job, you know. And
I wonder is Governor Ritter taking a pay cut?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. So we've been living beyond our means as a culture, you know, and credit card debt, you know, it's way out of whack, and nobody has the honesty to say, you know, we're in deep doo-doo, and, you know, everybody. And I haven't seen King Soopers cutting the cost of their food, you know, or the...
Safeway is, though. Do you know what a Safeway is?
In the grocery store. Well, they all have to, and it's not going to happen until the people say, enough is enough. You know, we have had it. You know, we're tired of you know, paying outrageous stuff, outrageous funds, and there's no jobs, no money. But nobody is facing the reality that our economy is in shambles, and everybody's going to have to take the big bite, and including the corporations. So
I just don't know if there's concerted effort and who it would be by to, you know, to be cutting these jobs and wages like our Doug in Westminster brought up about an hour and a half ago. You know, is there who would be saying, let's screw the middle class here and screw the workers?
The corporations, the stockholders, the corporations, the CEOs, you know,
the lobbyists,
they're taking the big bucks, and, you know, be damned. You know, the last King Super Strike, you know, and their motto is, you know, our people are the difference or whatever it is, you know. They don't care about those people. On average, are making $10 an hour, and the corporation's making money, and they want to keep the profits up, and
profits up,
and work, you know, and
the worker down.
Hey, you got four weeks of vacation now. We're not going to pay you for it. You know, you can take the time off, but we're not going to take it for you. And in this economy, who's going to say to an employer, even if they really feel like they're stuck in a job, I'll go find a job somewhere else. There are very, very few jobs out there.
Yeah, there's nothing out there. Look through the classifieds. There's nothing. Look through Craigslist. It's impossible. Unemployment is an all-time high, so.
Hey, your one drawback on being a talk show host is you're too honest, man. You're too upfront with stuff.
I'm not a foreign policy expert. I'm not a history expert, but I do have opinions on pretty much just about everything.
Yep.
So
And
that's all I'm trying to do.
Get a few golf games in and save some money so those kids can go to college.
Yeah.
And you have a good day, man.
You too, Denny. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you again this week. Call me back. All right. Denny, thanks for the call. Ron and Monica, please hang on. I want to talk to you. We're in open phones talking about anything I've hit this morning, jobs, furloughs, North Korea, Iran elections, laptops, and male infertility. And, of course, this guy who left his baby at the Avon Home Depot and drove all the way to Edwards before figuring out he left his four-month-old baby there. Looks like trouble on the home front for this dude. Hang on, 303-713-7600. You also get your name in the hat to win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Let's step aside, take a look at traffic. Todd Parker, what's it looking like?
It's a busy drive as you're out and about. Now, most of the delays are pretty much out of there, but you will find some crowding on I-25 downtown as well as on 6th Avenue, traveling on that eastbound side after Sheridan up towards Federal. Surface street crashes Broadway and I-25 as well as Havana near Yale. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 70s. Currently partly cloudy skies, but it's already 68 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that...
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
More bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
It's one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, half off. The sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 8 and staying late. Just in time for Father's Day. All golf shirts, plus all sport shirts, khakis, and shorts, half off. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, half off. Quite simply, everything but gift cards and shoes is half off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything, everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage, settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
In the AM on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin all week long. It's been a lot of fun so far this morning. Let's keep it going. We're talking about a bunch of different issues. Kind of open the lines here for anything we've talked about this morning. Iran, North Korea. What do you think about this Colorado planning furloughs for state employees? Has your boss asked you to take furlough? If he did, would you do it? Could you do it? I also talked about this distracted dad leaves infinite Avon Home Depot lot and then realizes he left his four-month-old back at the Home Depot once he got back to Edwards. So let's go back to the phones. Let's hit Ron in Lakewood. Ron, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Turk, how you doing?
Good, you?
Hey, fine. Hey, I wanted to bring up the thing you were mentioning about the laptops and the cancer.
Yeah, man, I heard that at the top of the hour, and I've been, you know.
That's true. I noticed a couple of times with my cell phone.
I do too. I don't like to sleep with my cell phone near me or put it on my lap or near my chest.
Well, I notice when I hold it in and you speak a long time, the part where the keypad is gets real hot.
Yeah. You know, I felt like when I had the laptop on my lap, I feel heat and radiation.
Yeah.
Well, I swear.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they did an article a couple of years ago on one of our channels, news channels, about a state patrolman here who's using a radar gun. And he was holding it, on his thigh.
Yeah.
You know, then occasionally when a car come in, he'd try to clock him. He had to go to the hospital. He had a minor tumor, a malignant tumor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this release here is, and I found this on ScienceDaily.com.
Yeah.
And so I definitely am a believer. I will, I always put now. I put a pillow in between my lap and my computer.
Yeah. But the other thing I was going to bring up real quickly.
Go ahead.
I have a cousin of mine, who was a West Point graduate, and in the early part of his career did 2 tours in Korea, and I've talked to him lately, and he says, if anything's going to explode, it's not going to be the Middle East. It's we already got problems there, but he said, watch Korea.
He's worried about Korea?
Oh, yeah. Hey, the North Koreans got...
Kim Jong-il scares the heck out of me.
185-millimeter artillery cannon that are within range of Seoul.
I think Kim Jong-il is a looser cannon than Ahmadinejad. But I fear Iran more, so it's kind of weird.
But I think also Kim Jong-il, I think he's crazy, but I think the people are really pulling the strings are some real crazies who run the North Korean military.
Yeah, well, it looks like Kim Jong-il's pretty ill, and his son may be taking over.
Yeah, and have you seen interviews with that kid?
No, he's like 26 years old.
He's like an Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. So what's the future North Korea holder?
I'll tell you, we only have, 35,000 troops there, the North Koreans? Hey, if it busts loose, it's KD bar the door in Japan and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to swing... And the defender says, we're going to swing nukes.
Well, an earlier caller suggested that China wouldn't let that happen. China would step in there and take care of North Korea. I don't know if I agree with that. They might, because
the Chinese army's increased the number of... I read a story in one of the... I think it was Economist magazine, that the Chinese army's increased the number of its people along the Yalu River, which is the border between Korea and China, because... They've got their problem with illegal immigrants from Korea coming, trying to get out of Korea into China.
Hmm. Well, I just think it's time for us to just kind of kick back and take care of the United States.
Oh, hey.
I don't want to mess the Iran elections. I don't really want to be sending, ships and nuclear warheads over towards Japan and North Korea.
Well, already, if you've read the thing that the parts of the U.S. 7th Fleet have moved off near Japan aircraft.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah.
So
hey, later.
Hey, Ron, thanks. Let's go to Ron in Wyoming. Ron, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, man.
Congratulations on doing your own show.
Oh, thanks. It's a lot of fun. It's nerve-wracking, but it's fun.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And you're honest, like the previous caller said. I don't think you're too honest to do talk radio, though.
Oh, thanks.
You're just fleet of foot. I lost a position. I was a professor, assistant professor in Nebraska, and I thought that's where I'm going to retire, So I took all my savings, bought a house, did it, whole nine yards. They cut me loose. And they never told me why, because it's a right-to-work state.
Yeah.
And I was over 50 without a job. Frightened to death, and I had to take. I was lucky because I'm in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
A good field.
Like yeah, it is a good field. What they say is recession proof.
Well,
I don't know if I necessarily could 100% agree with it, but no. Well, I will always need teachers.
That's not too bad, but I didn't. I got a contract in Wyoming, and I took it. I live right in the middle of Wyoming, a place called Lander, and I really. I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful that I've got that position. I'm very grateful about it. Got hired back. Got a $700 raise next year. Thrilled. thrilled to get it. Because being in your 50s and having a child to support and a wife to support, with no visible means of savings to support you because you already blew it on a house somewhere like I did, tell you what, it's just the worst feeling in the world. So the callers that I've heard, and I know there's a lot of people listening out there, you know, thousands listening, but hundreds of them probably without positions right now are just scared to death. Just scared to death.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, like for you, I don't know if you gave us your exact age, but you're over 50.
Well, I just turned 55 today.
55. Well, happy birthday. Yeah, Ron, I just talked to you offline a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and I was 53 when I lost my life.
You know, I mean, as a 34-year-old, I couldn't even imagine. And that yet, like Kate was telling me, some 60, yeah, was it your father, Kate, or your, I think it was her father. Is that right?
Yeah, my dad.
Was let go at 60 years old, right?
And how? In his 60s.
And how long has he been out of a job?
You know, I've lost count. It's been a good 6 months.
Really? Yeah. And I mean, it's like people are getting ready to retire at 55, 60 years old. You're thinking about retirement.
Yeah, he was planning on retiring in another 3 years from his job at Frontier when they cut his division.
Wow. I mean, you hear stuff like that all over the place, Ron.
I know it. And
it's like the call we had to kick off this hour, you know?
Well, I heard some guy on... I listen to Lynn Samuels when I'm in the car. She's a talk show host. You've probably never heard of her, but some guy called in talking about Wyoming having oil fields all over the place. Well, the oil field guys are being laid off. Like 70% of that crew has been laid off in Wyoming. 70%. Wyoming's getting hit with this too. We're kind of recession proof here. We have a huge fund. We're in the black by a long ways because of we got to admit it. Cheney helped us. He oil man.
Cheney and oil, yeah.
Yep, and we're an oil state. So, you know, I'm just saying to those guys out there and those women, I mean, when I say guys, I mean everybody. Including,
mm-hmm.
You know, give it to your higher power. Whatever you think that higher power is, give it up to God, whatever it is, I don't care. And, I mean, because you're at the bottom of the bottom. You guys, you don't have a job. You don't have any way out. You know, and it worked for me. I'm just saying it worked for me.
Yeah, you just got to have some faith that things will turn around. I hear you.
Yeah, that's right on. And,
I hear you.
And I hate using that term, but it is right on.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, Ron, always good to talk to you. Call me again, okay?
I will.
All right, enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Monica Stewart, I want to talk to you. Please hold on. I got to hit a quick commercial break here from our sponsors who allow me and Jay Marvin to keep our jobs. John Turk filling in for Jay. We'll be right back. But first, traffic, Todd Parker.
It's a busy drive as you're out and about. Now, most of the delays are pretty much out of there, but you will find some crowding on I-25 downtown as well as on 6th Avenue, traveling on that eastbound side after Sheridan up towards Federal. Surface street crashes, Broadway and I-25 as well as Havana near Yale. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 70s. Currently, partly cloudy skies, but it's already 68 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Subway famous $5 footlongs. So many of your favorites are $5 footlongs, like the tender oven roasted chicken breast and the classic cold cut combo, all day, every day. That's Subway everyday value. Subway. Eat fresh.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll challenge...
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
One movie, 2 tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, 2 drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can.
Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into on-demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO on-demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable on-demand, HBO and HBO on-demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Playing Rollin' in the Rockies. Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-6209. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-6209. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-6209. Again, 1-800-884-6209.
Good morning. It's 9:38, 22 minutes before 10 o'clock here in Denver. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Kind of got the lines open. We're just moving through them. Brought up a story a couple hours ago about Colorado planning for furloughs for state employees. What's the situation at your job look like? Have you been asked to take furlough? Would you if they did? What's your job situation like? You feeling pretty steady or you feel like you're walking on eggshells? Also brought up the story about this dad who left his four-month-old infant at an Avon Home Depot parking lot after he drove all the way back to Edwards and then realized he left the kid behind. The man's wife was out of town. He told police he was loading his shopping items into his car when his brother called him. He told his police he was talking to his brother when he turned around and noticed the baby was gone. The man who couldn't be reached for comment was reportedly upset about forgetting his baby. The baby's grandmother took the infant home and planned to keep him until the baby's mother got back from vacation. Mother-in-law steps in and says, "I'm taking the baby until mom gets back." You think if your husband did this, left a four-month-old baby behind, would you leave him? I honestly want to know how you feel about that one. Let's go to Monica in. Monica, where are you at? You're in Netherlands. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for calling and holding.
Hey, thanks for hearing your voice on the radio.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Hey, I want to know why the mom is on vacation when her baby's 4 months old. I would say she's a bit overwhelmed, which would mean that both the parents are a bit overwhelmed. And I can see, I mean, and to divorce somebody over an accident, I don't know. Nobody's perfect. I mean, I have a three-year-old, and I look at him some days and think, how the heck have I kept you alive this long?
Uh-huh.
You know, parenting is hard.
It is hard. And you forget things.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty big boo-boo, but it's not like he left him on the side of the road or he was trying to abandon the baby.
Yeah, it wasn't like he left him.
And now he's got a child abuse charge on his rap.
Yeah, I think that's a little harsh, but in this day and age, child abuse, I mean, you could get that charge at the drop of a hat. It's really, really hard.
And yeah, it is hard. Like the lady who was kind of slapping her kid around in the back of the car got caught on videotape.
Yeah.
And now it's like you can't even spank your kid without thinking you're going to get a child abuse charge, right?
Well, I would assume so. I personally don't advocate spanking, but I think that it's very, very, the boundaries are very, very tight on that. But I want to know, why is the mother-in-law not offering to help him be
instead
with
of just
child
taking
while
him.
Her daughter's gone?
Yeah, took him away.
To me, there seems to be like an element of being addicted to drama here. You know, she just took the baby away, and you know, she's reporting herself as rescuing this child. You know what I mean? There just seems to be a little bit of drama addiction there.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of drama, especially in this case.
Yeah.
And I feel for this guy. He's been unnamed. As far as I can, you know, as I've found, I don't know if the Veiled Daily has found out who this guy is and have actually talked to him yet, but, wow, I feel bad for him because, I mean, the guild has got to kill him alone. Now he's got this police record, and his wife is probably pretty upset, and his mother-in-law thinks he's, an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a four-strike deal.
It sounds like he may not have much faith coming from his family to begin with.
Right. Well, like you said, and Diane brought it up earlier, I mean, I don't think my wife would leave me with a four-month-old.
I wouldn't leave my son's father for something like that. I mean, I would be very careful in the future until he was more present with himself.
Would it be any different, though, if she was at home and he forgot him?
Right, if he forgot him at home?
Or no, if the wife was at home and she wasn't out of town.
Would it be different?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really tough question. It's hard to say, I mean, because the child was left in public.
Right.
I mean, kids do get left at home by accident or even on purpose.
Who's lost their kid in a mall before?
Yeah, that happens
all the time.
Yeah. My child has a storybook about stuff like that and what to do if it happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
People are just not present, especially now. Everybody's pretty preoccupied with keeping their jobs, keeping themselves going. I just think that maybe he's getting a tough break, a tougher than he should be break.
I'm with you. Monica, you're my Facebook friend, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, my
love
pleasure.
Talking to you. Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
I do have a Facebook page. If any of you want to add me as your friend, I'd be more than happy to do so. Just look up John Turk, and you'll find the common friends of J. Marvin. But I'm John Turk in Denver, and you can find me at Facebook.com. I'll spit it out. Stuart in Denver, you're on AM760. Stuart, good morning.
Hey, John. Hey, I'm self-employed, and the way I've been getting by is by just going above and beyond like you guys. So, but,
what do you mean by above and beyond? Just
give an extra service,
yeah.
Calling people back, when I'm talking to people, making sure, that they're telling me all their problems, everything like that. Just making sure everything is what they want, Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are making more concerted efforts to make sure that management is happy, Hey, am I doing everything okay? How can I do a better job?
But I live downtown, and all these companies, that depend on us are not doing that.
Are not doing their job.
In particular, I mean, I really promote downtown. I live downtown. I get all my friends from the suburbs, from Boulder. I really work to get people from Boulder to come downtown, Denver, And I used to tell people, that we got great parking. Don't listen to the news. It's going to cost you a little bit,
Mm-hmm.
You come to the Paramount, they charge you for the parking, so you should use it and everything. But now they've laid off, there's nobody in the parking lots. There's nobody there to service the machines. And I even called Central Parking. We had problems a couple of times at the Denver Pavilion. And, the one time I just couldn't wait on hold. I was on hold and hold and hold. And the machine kept telling me, you're next in line, please wait. And then the next weekend, I was on hold. I had it on my speakerphone for 2 hours before I gave up. And I called on Monday, and they said, everybody knows we don't have anybody there on the weekend. Excuse me? And then they said, we just don't know how to change the machine. Well, can I talk to somebody who's in charge?
Right.
I mean, how could this possibly be? And so now I don't tell anybody to do that. I mean, how much business are they losing just because I'm a big promoter? And I'll even, drive from my house, which is kind of in Capitol Hill a little bit, and I would even go down there and pay for parking to help my friends, so that we'd be right there together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth $5-$7 for that extra service, but not if stuff like this is going to happen. I mean, I ended up paying $12 the one time because their clock on their machine, it's $5 after 5, but there's nobody there on the weekend. You know, there's nobody there to call, and their clock on the machine was fast or something. And so I pulled in, I saw that the ticket was wrong, you know, and I had to pay $12 instead of $5. You know, and then, well, okay, well, that's what the ticket says. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is any service? I mean, I used to really like it because there was actually somebody there, you know, who could make decisions, and you had a little booth. And
well, it's like me, man, in just a different case. But, yeah, I go out to eat at restaurants, and normally where you'd see maybe two or three waiters work in a room, there's one waiter, and your food's, you know, always late, always cold.
Yeah.
I mean, these restaurants are dying, too.
Yeah, and you can't really blame them. Maybe you have a relationship with them, and they're doing their best, but, you know. So
yeah.
Who do you talk to? You talk to the manager? Times are tough.
They are, so, Stuart.
I'm your customer. Try and take care of me, or I won't come back.
Yeah.
Then you'll finally get laid off. King Soopers, Safeway, I hate to go in those places because the people working there are dead tired, and they hate their jobs. You know, I go to Sunflower Market because everybody there loves themselves.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And my friends all say, oh, you're one of theirs. No, I just want to shop someplace where people enjoy their job because I'm nourishing my body from that. You know?
Yeah. Stuart, good call, man. I'm going to fit a few more in. Thanks a million.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a little story to tell you about how they figure the unemployment rate.
Okay.
And this goes back several years. This goes back to the early 90s. I was living in Greeley, and the job service up there sponsored me for 40 plus, if you're familiar with it. It's an organization for people over 40, professional, engineers, lawyers, medical technicians, et cetera, professional people. And the main headquarters is Denver, branch in Fort Collins and Colorado Springs. So every Monday morning, I would drive over to Fort Collins for the meeting, the weekly meeting. One week, a new member showed up. This was a gal who said she had just she was recently divorced and just moved from Washington, D.C., where she had lived with her husband, to Fort Collins, and she was looking for a job. And over the course of, you know, discussions, and she was there for several weeks, she told us a little story. Her ex-husband had been with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the people who figure the unemployment rate. And every month when they figured it, they would get the numbers, they would crank out the number for the unemployment rate, send it on to management for approval, and it would come back inevitable. Oh, you made a mistake. That number can't possibly be right. You better refigure it. When they finally got it down to a low enough number.
The number that they agreed with or that thought might make them look okay.
It was political. It
really?
Wasn't
yeah.
anything to do with the unemployment
well.
Rate. And, of course, that doesn't include people who are working part-time, people who have gotten desperate and given up looking for a job. The unemployment rate is...
I think it's higher than what they're letting out.
Well, it's probably over 15.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to 20.
Wow.
I fortunately am now retired, and I have a limited but adequate retirement income. So I'm not in the job market.
Well, I'm glad you're not in the job market right now, Dave. Hey, thanks a million for the phone call. You had some good info there.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, you too. Nan in Estes Park, got a minute for you. Nan, how are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to relate a quick story if I can.
Yeah.
On the child abuse type of thing. About a year ago, I think it was, I noticed one lady angry with her kid in the store. Nothing was right. And on the way out, she left before I did. She was screaming, putting groceries in the trunk of the car and screaming at the kid. And you know this is a really bad situation. And a lady close by stopped and told her and commented, you know, when my kids were little, boy, did they really test me sometimes. And the lady, and over the course of 2 or 3 minutes, she calmed her down quite a bit. I just really admired the lady. I wish I could have seen her and told her this, you know. And I got in my car anyway, window down, I listened, and I could hear bits and pieces. And in the end, they were laughing and joking, and the mother picked up the kid and gave it a, you could tell it was a good hug.
Yeah,
it really was.
Well-intentioned hug. Well, that's neat, you know. I mean, but Nan, what do you think about this guy who left his kid at the Avon Home Depot? Do you think if you were his wife, would you leave him?
No, well, not unless there are a lot of other things. But it sounds
unless
like,
there's other excuses too.
It sounds like that there were a lot of problems, and maybe the mother-in-law had a reason. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
she came in and snagged kid. That seems kind of harsh to me.
Yeah, that also could be wrong. You know, I just hope things turn out because this man is branded. I just hope things turn out.
Yeah, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah, I do too. I feel bad for all of them.
Well, Nan, thanks for all your input on the show over the years, okay?
Bye.
Call me again this week.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Got one small segment left on the other side. We'll also announce our winner for the Mile High Music Festival. Got a pair of tickets for Saturday night. Features Widespread Panic and Tool at Dick's Sporting Good Field. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
The highway drive around Denver pretty late to recover right now. We've still got some heavy pockets on I-25 downtown as well as on the eastbound side of C-470 just before I-25. Shouldn't find any real delays, but it may tack a minute or two onto your ride off those main highways. They've cleaned up that crash finally, Havana and Yale. Remember that construction crews are again working today on Colfax. This is between Colorado and Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
I like the liberal agenda.
Randy Rhodes.
Freedom for all. Legalized marijuana. Save.
Traveling for summer vacation? U.S. Airport Parking makes it easy. No driving in circles looking for a spot. They guide you to an open space. Their bus takes you from your car to curbside check-in. And if you need a hand with your bags, drivers are glad to help. U.S. Airport Parking, Tower Road, just north of Peña. It's so easy. Right now, AM 760 listeners get an easy discount coupon. Maximize your streaming player and click this ad to save at U.S. Airport Parking.
The way the economy is, I figure I'll be working for the next century just to pay off these student loans.
Well, you know...
I know. You joined the National Guard, so your college is completely paid for. Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Market meltdowns. Fading rallies. 24/7, 365 cable news whine-a-thons about the economy. And yet, there are investors out there just getting warmed up. Markets have always moved up and down, but some people have acquired the knowledge to make money and protect their portfolios no matter what kind of market it is. What's their secret? Investtools. In fact, over 400,000 people have become smarter investors with Investtools, the leader in investor education. And with this limited-time offer, you can too. Reserve your seat at a free Investtools class in your area. Learn how to spot investment opportunities and how you can profit from them when everyone else is running for the hills. Visit tryinvesttools.com to get that edge. To attend a free Investtools class in your area, visit tryinvesttools.com. That's TryInvestTools.com.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full color catalog. 1-800-991-1-800. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Got a few minutes here before we close out and get you into Ed Schultz's program. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hi, Turk.
How are you? Hey, buddy. I'm good. Are you?
Good, good. It's really good to hear you.
Thank you.
You have a demeanor and personality that's real easy to take. So,
well, thank you.
Great to have you. Just a comment relating to what Stuart said a couple calls back. I'm really busy right now. I'm self-employed. I do residential remodeling work, and all my clients tell me that they just like the work I do, and I give them great service. And so, every morning I wake up and say many prayers of gratitude
mm-hmm.
for being so busy. But I think a lot of it does boil down to the work you do and the service you give, and so it makes a big difference.
I agree, and in times like this right now, make your customer happy, and business will keep coming around.
Exactly,
and do what you got to do, and keep contacting them, no matter what service you're in. Hey, how was the service last time we did this? Was everything okay? Any complaints? What could we do better?
And I hear so many times from people in my industry, from my clients, I called so and so, and they just never called me back.
Yeah,
they never called me back.
It's all done via emails nowadays, and it drives me crazy. Whatever happened to customer service?
Pick up the phone and make the call.
Yeah,
and you'll have the work. So. I just wanted to put that in there. And, hey, for that music show, isn't Incubus playing, too, on Saturday?
Yes, they are.
Nobody talks about them too much, but they're one of my favorite bands.
They're good.
I love them. So,
there's a list of like 20. I should go through the whole list. But, definitely check out Incubus. I think they're one of the three, not headliners, but they're one of the three bigger bands
they're
playing that day.
The top.
Yeah, I think they're one of the last groups to go. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
That's it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Your name's in the hopper. I'm going to pull it here in just a second. Let's fit one more call in. Nadine, I got about 45 seconds for you. Go ahead.
Hey. How are you doing?
Good, you?
I'm all right. I'm a social worker. Got to weigh in on parenting.
Okay, I got about 30 seconds now, Nadine. I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. Go ahead.
No problem. I just think that it's a misunderstanding that people think that it's really easy to get a child protection charge. It really isn't. I can't tell you how many times when I was doing the work, I'm not now, when you'd go to a judge with what was a case that would curl your hair and they wouldn't buy it. So if the judge doesn't buy it, nothing happens. People, and I don't know why people still don't understand that, but maybe it's partly because of the way the media portrays this issue.
Yeah.
So that's the short version.
Yeah, no, that's good, Nadine. Hey, thanks a lot. I wish I'd comment some more, but I'm running. I got like about 15 seconds. Please call me again this week, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's pull a name out of the hat. Kate's brought these in here. Pick one out. Doug Buska is our winner for today's pair of Mile High tickets. So, Doug, you're the lucky winner of a pair to Saturday Mile High Music Festival featuring Incubus, Tool, and Widespread Panic. I'll see you tomorrow. We got more ticket giveaway, so please participate tomorrow as well. I'm John Turk. It's been fun. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There are debt cures. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guide. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guide is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guide at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will see. Save
9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.